participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey. Hold on. Time out. Hold on. Operator error. Give me a second here. Turn all these buttons on.
Ah, that caught me by surprise today.
Hello.
All of us a little, I think. Happy Monday.
Hi.
Boy, where was I?
Where's my radio voice?
Me.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
I had a mouthful of goo and nowhere to let it go.
God.
Fortunately, I have this wonderful trash can here.
Guys, get ready. We hit the air in 90 seconds.
Okay. Okay, then. Hi.
Hey, how about that humidity, huh?
Hold
it's
on.
Impressive.
Yeah, Seth, you need a beverage. Wow.
Good and tasty. Today, secret sound on this show, $1,100.
Wow. That is serious money.
It is. For this show, it's serious money.
Damn right it is.
Hello.
It'd be serious. Hello, Mr. Shadow.
Mr. Drysdale.
Yeah.
I was speaking of serious money that you could put in your glove box.
Yes, of course. And I could then bring it down to the Commerce Savings and Loan. Is that correct? No, the Commerce Bank above Beverly Hills.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show. Hi, this is Scott Schiff.
And I'm Mill Drysdale.
The Don and Mike Show is giving away stacks of cash.
$1,100 to be exact. I love money.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's the most popular baseball player in the homosexual community? Gay Rod? They're all bad. I mean, they're all bad and predictable bad from whatever burned out, washed up, has been, never was, writes these things.
See, I would have used the Japanese pitcher.
Who is that?
Hideo Homo.
What Jewish holiday celebrates OxyContin? Of course, Rosh Hashanah. They just put that on today's page.
Wow, that's very, very timely. Very timely.
And then when you don't have anything timely, always go back to this one. And this is from some service called the Complete Sheet.
Yeah.
And I'll just give you a background on this. When we were searching for a new producer 4 months ago, because we put ads out in the trade magazines,
right,
we started getting all of this stuff from these show prep services for just jockeys, like jokes and crazy one-liners.
Yes, I understand.
And we signed up for samples from all of these companies, and this one particular outfit keep sending us jokes every day.
They don't stop.
I mean, I only read you the completely lame groaners. I don't read you the jokes that they say.
Uh-huh.
Let me say that they send that you're supposed to say. The Saudi royal family is upset. Fahrenheit 9/11 claims they were allowed to flee the United States immediately after 9/11. Of course, they said this from where they fled after 9/11. That's one of the pre-written jokes.
Yeah. Wow. Scintillating. Wow.
Hold on. This weekend in Queens, New York, in a park in Queens, New York, a white tiger had escaped from the circus, was captured without incident. People say it was miraculous the animal was able to roam free for hours without being mugged.
Don't even think about it.
I laughed at you guys not laughing at the joke.
That's right.
And you have
right.
to admit that's funny. Because there's some fat guy.
That's your Catskills kind of humor there.
There's some fat guy with a beard writing these thinking, this kills.
Experts think they might have found a new shark repellent. It is a clear, yellowish liquid. Hello? If I see a shark when I'm in the water, there's going to be plenty of clear yellow liquid. These are the jokes. I only read you the groaners.
Thank you.
Oh, no, we got one more groaner.
Okay.
What's the most popular Jack Nicholson movie in Mexico? Juan flew over
the cuckoo's. Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Isn't that good? They're so bad.
Yeah. They are horrible.
They're awful.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right, we are. Yeah! And where's the little girl?
Hello!
There she is.
It's not a true story. He was a neo-Nazi. One true enemy. Himself. A man of faith.
Right?
A man of faith.
Right?
And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Ball. And all the ships at sea.
Oh, that he's referencing the baseball that our new office mate, Julie Fullman,
gave you a ball.
Yes, yes, she did. Lovely. Thank you, Julie.
What manner of ball was it?
Red Sox ball.
Lovely ball. Loser ball.
Loser ball, you're right.
Ball. Raise the comedy alert level to orange, because here comes Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Monday, 08/02/04.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
Thank you, Buzz. Hi, thank you for listening to Don and Mike Show. Hope you remembered on your own to say rabbit yesterday. Mm. Otherwise, you're screwed.
And I never, ever remember. And every month, same thing, screwed.
It is August 2nd, 20-04. Yeah. Call us from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C. on WJFK FM, 202-432-1067. Mm-hmm. This show, as always, set at hilarity.
Yes, absolutely. Get ready for chuckles.
Our knobs are turned all the way to H for hilarity.
Aren't they every day?
Sometimes they're on S for satire.
Yes.
And sometimes it's just S because it sucks.
Never. And you know, it's exhilarating to come in here on a Monday, and as soon as we open the microphone,
right,
inside, the skies opened up outside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why God smiles on the Don and Mike Show.
Here we are at work, indoors, trapped. We can't go anywhere except be with you. And the skies have opened up, and that makes me very happy.
No, listen, we're safe here.
Yes.
Of course, we're safe. And no. safe as we can be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
safe as anybody.
You know, we're 15 miles from the 4, 5, 6 block area downtown.
Oh, I was just talking about the rain.
Oh, no, I was talking about the terror alert.
Well, did you think I was talking about the terror alert?
No, I was talking about the terror alert. Oh. I knew that you were talking about the rain.
I just mean it in that a rainy day on Monday. I wasn't even thinking about the terror alert.
Of course, we're safe from the rain, but we're not safe from everybody else.
No, nobody is. Nobody in America is. That's the way it is. And now, of course, here we are once again in Washington and New York with an elevated state of alert.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what the hell... Oh, this one's for you, Mike.
Thank you. And you know what? When you play this song for me, I truly appreciate it.
I want to sell this without a good friend of mine. Ladies and gentlemen, I was heartbroken a few times. She's hanging in there looking for love. This is for Mike O'Bara.
Talking to myself and feel old.
Thank you, buddy.
Sometimes I'd like to quit.
Are you good? Come on.
Nothing.
For you, everything.
There you go.
Everything for you, Mike. Whatever you want. Guy out there right now, busted his ass to make you laugh on a rainy Monday. Let's all say hi to my best buddy, Mike O'Mara, and say, Mike, sorry the chips didn't fall your way this weekend at AC.
Talking to myself and feel.
Yeah, can't happen every time, Don.
So,
sometimes I'd like
this terror thing, although I don't want to dwell on this a lot.
Right.
You know what? Let's wait on the terror.
Very good.
Because as you said, Mike, sing it, honey.
Nothing to do but fry.
Mike O'Mara.
Rainy days and Mondays always get me
right.
Down.
Right. Shut up. Shut up, puker.
You like that face, Rob?
What's going on? What are you doing?
I was just giving Rob a phony sad face. It was just funny.
Oh, because
Rob and I have had a lot of unspoken moments, and it's only 9 minutes into the program.
On a Monday. On a good looking Monday.
It's a crappy rainy Monday.
5 o'clock somewhere. It's good looking somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I had a wonderful bounce back weekend.
You patent that.
What?
It's good looking somewhere. That's right. You can say that when you have a syndicated show.
That's right.
What our cities have, sunshine.
Consider that, Mo.
It's good-looking somewhere.
Consider that. Yeah. Think about that.
Might be rainy where you are, but just remember, it's good-looking somewhere.
I like that. What a bounce back I had from last weekend. It was one week ago today that I came in. I had to write myself a note to say...
To be upbeat.
To be upbeat, because I was so pissed at my family.
World War III.
So totally pissed at what the fight that was going on between my wife and my son. Anyway, this weekend, I got nothing but rave reviews to give you. It was a fantastic weekend.
Well, you were due for that.
It was boring. It was nice. It was pleasant. There were no altercations.
Good.
I was generally left alone.
You deserve that once in a while.
They coexisted with... I didn't even do anything. I didn't get off my fat ass.
Good for you.
All weekend. Didn't do anything. The only thing that I heard, was that the weather or was that someone just hitting the lights?
No, the lights do that every time Wendell comes into the studio.
Okay. One of the ladies, here's a new one, though, for you, about me, about how just absolutely stunningly freaking beautiful I am.
Okay.
What, are they really having a conversation? Hey, guys, you know, we're just trying to do a show here. What are you guys doing?
Just checking out something at the National Weather Service sent us that I didn't understand.
Apparently something terribly dangerous has happened over in area 073552. So if that's the number that you have on your
whole
bit, that's, you're not doing Yank It anymore, so never mind.
All right. So everything all right, boys?
Yeah, we're fine.
Everything under control?
You're discussing the thunderstorm warning?
And that and the tea party we're planning.
Okay.
Cool T-shirt, Wendell. I like that fire department T-shirt.
Yeah.
Wendell's all about the fire department stuff now.
He is.
But like when the light's on and Mike and I have the big headphones on, we're talking into the microphone, that means we're on the air.
How's that?
I'll send you a memo. I'll let you know. I had no idea they were having a discussion right behind us. And not a quiet discussion.
No.
They're like going... I don't know where that area is. I don't know. It's raining outside. Thunderstorm warning.
Right. Well, you've got Wendell, who talks like this all the time when he's talking about it. And then Rob.
Winner!
Got a mouth the size of the MCI Center.
Oh. And you just heard
yes,
it.
There's proof.
Here's all I will say about the weekend. The only thing that I heard from anyone who's not related to me was a woman who my wife works with, who had recently seen me.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
You know I am stunningly handsome.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
Have I ever disagreed with that?
No. And, you know, it might sound pompous on my part, but let's face it. I got a great personality. Mm-hmm. I got a great body. I got a great face. I got the whole package. Yeah.
What you do, you just have to keep it in check to prevent... You know, well, I mean, it's going to be inevitable, as you've known for years, that women will hurl themselves.
Yeah, of course. Right, because I'm so scary handsome.
Well, and
However, you
just have to be aware of it. Yeah.
I've never heard a compliment like this one.
Okay.
Here's a real good one.
Uh-huh.
And my wife tells me this one last night with my kid there.
Oh.
Okay, so he can jump, and he jumped right on and gave me the perfect kick in the nads. Kicking the
go ahead,
kicking the ass. Wherever
we're fine.
Hold on. Here's a weather report from Sacramento, Mike.
Okay,
well, check in KHTK Sacramento.
And hello there, Don and Mike, Buzz, and everybody else.
Hello, Henry.
How are you today?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. I'd like to give the weather report here in sunny Sacramento.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Yeah.
A beautiful sunny 86 degrees.
Uh-huh.
With an overcast of a little bit of...
Hey, now listen, guys, there's no reason to do the dance. Both Mark and Rob are doing the Sacramento dance. Listen, they're both really...
You're going to want to wash that finger.
They're both going to want to wash their fingers.
We knew.
I mean, Rob, you want to wash yours, and Mike, you want to wash yours.
We knew when he started.
You got rain there. You can wash.
Yeah,
how's okay. The
funny
point, right? It's sunny in Sacramento, right?
Sunny, beautiful in Sacramento.
What about
bit of fog?
Humidity? Is it humid there, Henry?
No, not at all.
All right, very good.
Thanks, Hank.
Yeah, but do you still hate your fellow man?
Yeah, because let's just for one second. Is he gone?
No, he's still there.
Let me just point out.
No.
See, you found the only joy you found today is to tell us it was sunny because it was raining here.
He doesn't like the sun.
Right, no, he doesn't care about the sun.
I hate, Mike, I hate to apologize.
5 days in the sun.
I hate to apologize for Sacramento. But you and I were speaking about the fact that we do have a syndicated show.
Right.
And it probably was. Even though I said that like a fake detail, it probably is sunny somewhere else.
Oh, I am.
It is.
And it just happens to be Sacramento. And, of course, I know right now, as soon as I said that, that Joe was getting 300 calls from one city.
Sacramento.
Sunny!
The greatest city in the world.
All right, I'll tell you right now.
Listen to that pride.
916-916-916. Well, now Joe's hanging up on all of them.
Yeah. But Joe will come in and tell you that, but I'm sure that's what he did. He probably got... It's probably sunny in a lot of other cities we broadcast
in. I'm sure.
But he got the calls from Sacramento.
It's sunny here.
The other cities keep it to themselves.
Why do you put me in this unenviable position? I hate arguing on behalf of any of our listeners.
I understand.
I would feel like, you know... I would feel like I'm Osama bin Laden's lawyer. You know,
yes.
I'm Saddam Hussein's lawyer. Let me just say, somebody from some city was going to call in and say it was nice there as opposed to D.C. where we broadcast from. This guy is not a total hump.
Well, here's the deal. But could I call as a witness, Mr. Arger? Could you call Joe or have Joe? I'd love to know how many calls he got.
This wholesale
was sunny.
This wholesale stereotyping of people from Sacramento, it's just not right.
No, it's not. We work hard out here.
Shut up, Henry. You're only holding on to my faith by a thread. I'm here defending you. Joe, are you going to come in?
Joe, come on in here.
Joe Ardinger.
The legendary. The legendary Joe Ardinger.
And here is the legendary Joe Ardinger.
And Joe, tell it the way it is. I have no idea whether he got a lot of calls or not.
When?
Well, Joe, tell me.
When I said it was rainy and Don talks about the fact it's sunny somewhere, we had that discussion.
First call was from Sacramento.
That's right.
Don, I'm calling to tell you it's sunny here. You wanted to know. I know where Fresno is, Don. In California.
Guys.
I'm not saying anything right now.
No, I know you're not, but you...
It's your day here.
Oh, no, Joe is dancing.
I know where Fresno is.
Joe has never done the Sacramento dance.
He just did. He just did. Thank you, Joe.
I didn't know he could do it.
Oh, man.
Get out of here.
Wow.
All right, you guys have a good one. Love you guys. Later. Have an open
That's a good looking Monday.
Hey, what's your name, friend?
Are you still there, friend?
That's Henry, Don.
He hung up. I want to send this around to the Dynamite show. Remind him.
Retarded people.
Oh, people, too. This is for Henry. Talking to
myself and speaking. Oh, that's funny.
Wow.
Raining and it's Monday.
Here.
Monday. Yes, here.
Yeah.
Night somewhere.
Yeah. Right.
Oh. So this. Okay. Man. I miss those puke sound effects. Here's what the lady at work told my wife.
Okay, you were before that all started, you were saying that you got some sort of compliment.
Flattery.
Handsome. Yeah. Lady says, hey, I've seen your husband a couple of times, I think the celebrity he most resembles is Dustin Hoffman.
Oh.
Now, my wife says this at the table last night. She says this at the table.
Hadn't thought of that.
No. Right away, you know, my kid said, because he knows every line from every movie, he says something like, baby on fire! Baby on fire! Wapner at three! Wapner at three!
Underwear Kmart!
Underwear Kmart!
Oh, my God.
And then I'm in the argument with that. Not an argument, not the right word. Because not really, because we were having fun and laughing.
Right.
But I would say, no, come on. First, I don't look anything like Dustin Hoffman. Then my wife says, you know, hold on, let me look at your nose. She says, no, you know what you do? And that's a compliment. I said, tell me one movie. And Dustin Hoffman's an accomplished actor.
Oh, he's a phenomenal actor.
Listen, he is not a handsome man.
No, he's not.
I said to Frida and to Bart, I said, is there one movie we can come up with where Dustin Hoffman was at least halfway decent? And, Bart, is right away, let me just say, for a kid who's got like a 2.2 grade average, he knows, how does he know the movie Marathon Man?
Marathon Man?
He's 19, but he comes up with Marathon Man.
The Graduate.
No, but hold on, there's one to top them all. How about Tootsie?
Yeah, good
Tootsie, where he's a woman.
Dorothy Michaels.
He was pretty enough to be Dorothy Michaels in Tootsie.
Correct.
She's so very pretty.
I wouldn't be thrilled either.
No, I wasn't.
In fact, I would feel the same way that
they enjoyed.
Caller accused me of looking like Vincent Price.
Maybe if we got you some big, Dorothy Michaels glasses.
Yes, dear.
Yeah,
God
yeah.
Damn.
Well, that's your heart.
Yeah, that's it. That's your
I'm
heart.
Dorothy Michaels.
That's it, Jesus.
Remember they say you got to pull back the camera? How far can you pull it back? How do you feel about Cleveland?
Here he is, me, my twin.
Welcome. 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 Welcome.
What was this?
The Grammys.
The Grammys?
Because he said the thing about Gwen Stefani here.
Hey, baby.
I don't know about you, but I can't think of a more fitting way.
Right.
To open the show.
And to say there's a famous disc jockey.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Who kind of looks like the Elephant Man, and I've heard that he resembles me.
And of course, at the Grammys, we all thought he was pretty drunk when he did this. At least he sounded that
I
way.
I think so.
What? What, Dustin? I mean, what, me? What, you handsome son of a bitch?
From that distance, they think I'm Justin Timberlake.
You tell him, stud. Yeah, you're handsome.
Makes an ugly joke about himself.
Yes. In the history.
Because he knows he's
45
ugly.
5 years, the Grammy Awards have been going on.
God, I only hope someone says to Dustin Hoffman, you know who you look like? You look like that disc jockey. And then he goes, oh! Just like I went, oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Now we got nothing but... Now, Joe, why do you even put these calls up on the screen? These are not from Sacramento.
No.
These are just people from all over the country telling us what the weather is like in their particular cities.
We didn't even solicit for that.
No, we didn't. Friend, here's Paul in Portland, Oregon.
Our weather watcher.
Max, 910. Paul.
Yes, it's nice and sunny in Portland, so in the low 70s.
Great.
You guys got to come out here. This is beautiful out here.
Sounds gorgeous. Does sound
thanks
good.
So much for the update.
Thanks.
Right. Wait till after Halloween when it starts raining.
Okay, bye, Tool. Here's another Tool that wants to tell us what the weather's like in area code 661. Charles. Charlie.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
Hi there.
Mike, Rob, Buzz, and Dot.
Right.
Dot, the Tootsie name.
Yes. Dot. Yeah.
Dorothy. Dot.
Right, they called her Dot.
Right.
They called her Dot in the movie.
Yeah.
All right, Tool.
Wait.
What about your weather?
That's old news. It's sunny here. But, hey, Mike, you're talking about a ball you got from some gal?
Yeah.
Where was that? What ball was that?
It's a Red Sox baseball from the sales lady, the manager that has the office next door.
Hey, let's take a little experiment here.
Are you sure she wasn't?
Let's try you. Hold on, don't go down a slippery slope that where I'm going to have to hit you on the dump button.
Yeah.
Try to.
I act like a woman.
How would you try something? Try for 30 seconds. You don't have to say a word.
Well, what area code is he calling from?
661.
What's that?
I have no idea.
What area code, sir? Where are you?
Baker's Pass.
Bakersfield, California. 30 seconds on the clock. Don't say anything. Breathe through your nose. I don't want to hear...
Close your mouth. We just want to hear your sinuses work.
Ready? 30 seconds. Just breathe through your nose and put the phone up by your nose. Go.
He couldn't.
He's
do
not
it.
Playing right.
No, he's trouble. This
I'm
guy.
I'm trying to now again. I'm trying to help a listener.
He's yes. Trouble.
Who I think is a mouth breather, a chronic mouth
could
breather.
Be a medical. I believe so. And I think the reason he made that sound is because he has trouble doing it.
Yeah, we got the third worst air quality in the nation.
At least he had an explanation for it.
Get out of here. Here's Brian at Lake Tahoe. Brian.
The part you more resemble would be Papillon.
Papillon. Oh, God.
That's like the ugliest.
Then he hung up.
If he hadn't hung up, I would have given him a prize.
We love Papillon on this show. People don't realize we're all into Papillon.
Papillon equals laugh.
Yes.
Always.
Papillon
any
funny.
Situation. Listen, it works on so many levels. Teeth.
Teeth more than anything
it's
else.
Best teeth joke of all time.
Hello, Louis.
Tooth joke. When I say teeth joke.
Louis Degas.
Oh, here's a guy named Don in Spokane, Washington on KFAN. Don.
Hey, happy Monday to you, everybody.
All right.
Sunny in 94 in Spokane. Hotter than hell, man.
Wow. Okay, stop calling with your weather, okay?
You don't want that anymore?
No.
No more really weather. Nice never out. Asked for it. Never wanted it.
No,
there's
right.
A bikini car wash going on across the street.
We never asked for those calls.
At least he had. At least he had another relatable in there.
Hey, see you.
Bye.
Bye.
What is this? Glenn. Hello, Glenn. Don and Mike show.
Don, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
You're getting family business.
Family business.
Oh, you know, Sean Connery?
Yeah.
It was not an attraction to family business.
And that homicidal maniac in the car, Matthew Broderick.
Killer
Manson.
Good for you for remembering that Matthew Broderick killed a man.
Exactly.
When he was in Ireland. Thank you, my friend.
No problem.
Thanks for the call.
And Sean Connery in that movie.
Yeah. Anyway, he's not a handsome man. And
Don Hoffman, you're so ugly.
That's all I wanted to say about that. And that's all I had for the week. I have no complaints. I'm happy as a freaking clam.
Good.
Life is great.
Good.
Love everything, which means I am ready today to turn the spotlight on my best buddy, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I have so many questions. How was Atlantic City?
Mm-hmm.
How's your girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do?
Mm-hmm.
How's your girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Do you always let her drive your car?
What do you mean?
Well, I've seen her now a couple of times
right.
On a weekend where she'll pick you up.
She didn't pick me up.
Oh, she didn't pick you up?
No.
Oh. But she was in your car when I came down.
She was sitting in the passenger side. I left the car open for her, and she dropped her car off, and we took my car off.
Gotcha. Okay. So she has driven your car before.
Yes. Many times.
Well, okay. I only bring that up because
not driven me though.
No, I know what I'm getting to is that we don't ever discuss, you know, what's going on with you and your gal pal.
Okay.
And that's a sign. If you let a girl drive your car around.
Well, she's been driving my car on and off. You know, we'll trade cars all the time for months.
You drive hers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've driven her car. Mm-hmm.
See, how do you spell commitment? C-O-M-M.
Oh, stop it.
I'm just wondering.
Well, no, I mean, we're exclusive, if that's what you're talking about.
Ooh.
We don't see other people.
Mm-hmm. She has stuff.
No, I meant it. You don't rush me down that. You want to drive up that road.
No, I'm just.
You know?
I'm
no.
I understand you're not going to go down that road.
No, we're very, you know, we're enjoying each other's company.
I was just curious. I thought this would be a good opportunity to ask you. Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
No, I'm just asking, like, my body language and position right now would be that of, if you watch the Discovery Channel.
Yes.
A cheetah right before it's going to chase the gazelle. My neck is down, my back is arched, and I'm wary.
I know you are, which is why I'm just bringing this up.
Because you blindsided me on that, you know. I didn't see that one coming.
I thought I warned you in the office before the show.
You said you were going to talk about Atlantic City. You didn't say you were going to go down this.
No.
You're tricky because nothing bad happened to me.
No, and I said,
I
and you
really get the spotlight if something bad happened.
And your girlfriend. I mean, I knew nothing good. You know, like you what you said to me on Friday, that generally when we talk on the weekend, either it's something very good or
right.
very bad. So because I hadn't heard from you, I knew that you hadn't either another one of those huge jackpots, and also you hadn't lost every dime that you own. So I figure, you came close?
I did pretty badly.
Oh,
the luck caught up with me on this particular weekend.
Mm. But how are things with your good lady?
Very, very good.
Okay,
very, very good.
That's all I was wondering.
Very, very happy, and we had a lot of laughs, and you know, and also you know, she was there, you know, during the not so good times too. You know the many moods of me
in a casino.
You know, and I had highs and lows this weekend.
No, all right, okay,
good.
Now we're into the part that I want to discuss.
Yeah,
to find out how.
Well, I don't want to talk about. I off air on. I'm not going to tell you anything specific because it's embarrassing.
Well,
wow! I lost a lot of money.
I'm not going to ask
that's
you how.
What I'm embarrassed.
I'm not going to ask you how much.
I really am embarrassed about it.
I'm not going
to
ask.
I didn't lose more than I wanted. You know that I was prepared to lose, but if I had stopped, which I don't do though, that's because it's the game.
Listen, I would not embarrass
you. It's the game. You know, somebody said, "Why do you do that?" And a lot of people that don't like to gamble say, "Why do you do that?" I said, "Because I like the game."
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like the games. I like the little bells and whistles and the multicolored lights like you see on Jay Leno.
I want to ask you about the game. The game of love, my friend.
The game of love. I don't know how forthcoming I will be.
Then here's, but see, this is a door that's opening up for me.
Mm-hmm.
For instance,
So she's seen you at the casino in Atlantic City. Your girlfriend, who you're intimate with,
she likes to go down there as much as I do. We enjoy that together. But we have a great time.
But she has seen good Mike, mm-hmm. winning Mike, mm-hmm. and also angry Mike when you lose. So
at one point, I'd be curious after I
how she has reacted to all sides of you.
Unfazed. Unfazed. That's part of the thing.
The joy of youth. That's what that is.
That's probably right.
The joy of youth.
You're probably absolutely right. But at one point, I think I poured the last of a big winning hit into a slot machine and lost that. And I believe I struck myself in the head, causing my watch band to pop open. See, I'm bringing you great joy now, aren't I?
Yes, of course.
That brings you great joy.
Hey, listen.
And then at another hotel, I did the silly dance when I won. Would you like to? I'll show it to you.
Is the silly dance anything like the Sacramento dance?
No. The silly dance is...
Let's see the silly
dance. All right, I'll show it to you. Okay, this is the silly dance, because I was goofy tired, because you stay up late.
Yeah.
And it was just one of these. With the hands down.
That is silly.
Where you just go.
You know what?
Like that.
20. I'm not kidding you. When I worked with you 20 years,
yes.
You danced the same way as... I don't know what club we were at when...
That wasn't like a dance to go dancing. That was just dance, standing and waiting for a payoff from a slot.
I understand, but that is very similar to the Mike O'Mara, the dance.
When, it's I don't have a lot of moves.
I remember the song, Walk of Life.
No, that's you.
No, that's you.
Is it you this?
No.
Is that me?
That's you, baby.
Is me with the fingers pointed?
You ask anybody from back in the day.
I could have sworn that was
that's
you.
That's called the Mike O'Mara.
Really?
That's what the dance is. And that's why when you just did your little winter dance,
right.
The variation.
The hands like in a penguin way down by the... And then it's basically you spastically wiggle your legs there and do that. But you know what? Here's the deal. Up and down, it was okay. But I really... You know, they say quit when you're ahead.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think if you like to do it, if it's a problem and you start going crazy, then you've got a real problem. That's why they have... At one point, I went and tapped some money out on my credit card.
Yeah.
And they say, like, when you're waiting to get the money, they come on, and it was so hard to hear.
That's
I had the phone. They said,
you must pick up the phone now. We need further information.
And I picked up the phone, and you hear in the background, you expect it's like, if you authorize this transaction, say yes. That's what I expected. And instead, before they got me to the live lady, they come on, and this is like in the wee hours in the morning, and I don't want to go... Like to my cash reserves, you know. I don't want to go to my bank account to get any more money out. And so they say to you,
hold on. How are you getting money then?
I do. I have a line of credit at the casino.
Okay.
Okay, that should tell you how I gamble, how successful I was. And then I bounced back all the way back.
Uh-huh.
And then lost that.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so they get on the line.
You never really get a straight answer from him.
And I'm waiting for the authorization for this this credit card money. And this voice comes on and says, "If you have a problem with gambling, here's the number to call. Please, no, it's something like know when to quit." You know, and I'm sitting there like at 4 o'clock in the morning going,
Adam,
oh, baby, is that talking to me? At like a credit, not even a money machine. You know?
At
a credit card, you know? Might as well pay that 15% interest on the money you're getting, along with the surcharge from the casino.
Well, you know, I'm sure they do it just for PR. It's as disingenuous as a couple of weeks ago when I was watching the World Series of Poker.
Right.
On ESPN.
Uh-huh.
At one point, they go to commercials, and then it says, now a message from Harrah's.
Right.
And it's got some slicky, mobbed-up guy, and he goes, "Hi, this is Johnny beating your ass if you don't pay on time. You're probably not expecting me to say this, but if you come to Las Vegas, here are some rules. Don't gamble when you're drunk. Don't gamble if you're tired. And if you think you have a problem with gambling, please call the 1-800 number on the screen. Because Harrah's cares." And I'm looking at the screen going, "Are you high?" I mean, I'm really looking at the television going, who is going to believe this?
Right.
From this mobbed up guy sitting Harrah's wants you, incidentally, wants you to know, if you've had too much to drink, don't gamble.
Right.
If you're sleep deprived, don't gamble.
Right.
And if you're about to lose everything, please call this 800 gambling number.
That's all over the place. They show that. They show that all over the place.
That's why they have clots everywhere.
Yeah. So I mean, it was a weekend of highs and lows. It was not the last trip, which was all like really. It was starting to get. I was starting to get a funny feeling because I couldn't touch anything without, you know, I have one of those rare weekends where you win all the time. You know, got back down to reality, but I knew it would get back down to reality.
Golden boy.
No, not this weekend. Okay, I don't deserve that this weekend.
Hold on, let's break. I've got so many things. I do want to ask you about, in depth, about Atlantic City.
Okay.
I want to ask you about titanium card.
Hey, only if I really keep playing.
Only if you really keep losing.
No, you know, it doesn't matter. Winning and losing does not matter. It absolutely doesn't matter one little bit.
That's what they tell you.
It's how much you play. It's not how much you lose. No, no.
But you have to play big, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're on the way, baby. We are on the way.
Congratulations.
That's enough.
Frankly, they said, you know, one more weekend probably.
One more weekend and you get...
One more weekend like this, but also one more weekend like this and, you know, you you'll be seeing with a for sale sign in my car.
You're funny because do you remember what you said to me in the office?
No.
You're like half kidding. You said, yeah, well, and you told me honestly, you said, I'm a couple weekends or maybe 1 week away from getting this titanium club card. He said, oh, I think I really got a problem with this. I can't go there for a while. And then you turn around and you said, only one more weekend. Telling you a titanium card.
Well, here's the deal, and this is the game. It's obvious. Anybody that knows anything about it, it's the game. It's the, you know, they give you, if you play a lot, and I've won a lot. I have won a lot, but I play it because I look at it as the house money.
They love that.
Have I lost a lot of my own stuff? No. Have I lost a lot of what they've given me? A lot. And that's what's fun about it, because I enjoy the game. And then what's depressing is when you get to a certain point, that's when you can't, and that's when I'm really depressed. When I come back and I said I didn't play on Saturday,
right?
That's when you'll know that I've gotten to that point where you can't go any further. Mm-hmm. And there are people that do go further and further and further, and those are the people that should call that hotline. You never lose what you can't afford to lose. That's the rule.
A good rule.
You're looking at me like you don't believe me. You think I might need to call that hotline.
Not saying anything.
No, it's fine.
No, I'm not saying anything.
It's fine.
Who am I to say, Mike?
It's fine. It's gotten worse and worse.
Who am I to say? I know it.
It's gotten worse and worse over the years.
I know it. I know it has.
It's gotten worse and worse. And I've won more and more and lost more and more.
I do want to ask you.
But I'll tell you one thing about it
about
now.
About Atlantic City, what? What?
Anywhere I go.
Yeah.
They love me. I really feel loved.
That's right.
You know, I don't think you feel like they, you know, they say it's all about money. I don't think so. I really feel like those people care about me.
Don't you feel like those car salesmen in that Albert Brooks movie?
Yeah, when you walk and they laugh.
There he goes. So that Albert Brooks movie where, oh, it's Defending Your Life.
Yes.
Where they're showing all the mistakes he's made in his life.
Right.
And at one point he buys this like little sports car. And he goes, okay, see, and he drives away. And the guys that sold him the car just laugh.
Exactly.
Laugh.
Exactly. Here's the bad part.
You think it's the same way? Like, there goes Mike. Mike, thank you for your time. Ah!
Here's the bad part. Last time when I left, and it was me doing that,
uh-huh.
And then this time we got back to even. So that I don't go in with the advantage that I went in this weekend anymore.
Okay.
That advantage. So now the next time it's probably going to... I'm going to give them a little surprise, too, because it's not going to be the same as it was. This weekend was the all-time high roller weekend.
Mm.
Because I was playing with the house money, and it was great. And they come up and they said, hey, based on your play, we'll give you this. We'll give you that. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed myself.
So you get what? You get free meals? You get free rooms?
Everything
is free?
Yeah, next time you're right, Rob. Nickel slot. I'll be at the penny slot.
Okay, well, it sounds to me like you have a problem. But you're winning. Thanks. But you're winning.
Thanks a lot. No, I'm not winning.
Well, no, you just said...
No, I mean, I'm even. But, I mean, I got the... I was playing with house money, but I'm back to even for the year.
So you shouldn't go back for the year.
Don't be foolish.
See? Okay. God.
No, you like going down there. You don't go down there with everything that you've won, you know. You win sometimes, you lose sometimes.
I don't play with your stakes, though.
No.
I don't go as nearly as much as you do.
I love it. I enjoy it a lot more than you do. I
happen to know a few things about addiction.
That's all. Now stop it. Now stop and tell me the truth. Tell the truth to our listening audience.
I think Mike has a problem.
No, you tell the truth. You know, you said it all along.
What?
You wanted to come with me.
Of course.
You wanted to be in the car.
Of course I did.
You wanted to be going down to Atlantic
City. Yes, of course. But even if I was with you, and I like going and hanging around. And
right.
I like the atmosphere, and I like the ambiance, I like everything. That's the one place where we part ways. We get to that point in the evening.
Well, because of one main reason.
What?
Freedom. She doesn't allow you to gamble. The last time we went down there, if you said to her, you know, I'd like to do this. I'd like to gamble.
No, she'd let me. There's no way.
That's it.
But, God, I'm going to sound like such a ween. I think she's right.
About what?
I think I'd lose all the money. It's like,
yeah, you might. Or you might win. That's the attraction. Life is one big game, baby.
Anyway, how about that? No more.
Ah, I'm happy he's gone. Good riddance. And he goes to your team, the Cubbies.
They're not my team, Mike. 10.5 games out now. 10.5 games out, you are in our bet.
One game back in the wild card.
But in our bet.
In our bet, our bet not looking good at all.
Okay, hold on. We'll talk about that. Atlantic City. The terror threat.
Yes.
The terror threat, which I'm not really sure if we should really be upset about. I'm not really sure if they should have told us about it. I don't know if it's CYA. I don't know if it's them really doing what they should be doing. I don't know if they're
Did you ever think maybe I gambled the way I did because I thought, hey, with the world going to hell, why not throw a few extra dollars into the machine?
Well, see, the thing is, all this stuff didn't come down until yesterday afternoon.
You got me there.
Yeah. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In the casino, the cardinal rule is to...
Hold on. Hello, stations.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In the casino, the cardinal rule is...
Keep them playing and keep them coming back.
Right.
The longer they play,
right,
the more they lose.
Yep.
In the end, we get it all.
The Don and Mike Show. Working delightfully non-blue, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right on. $1,100 on the secret sound today.
Wow.
Also today, everybody do the Michael Mara now. Do the mic dance. We have to dance around and you point at everybody. It's like a variation of Steve Martin when he was the wild and crazy guy. Whenever the song was out, when Mike and I would be somewhere doing an appearance and we did bomb. He'd end up on the stage.
And I'd do the Mike O'Mara on the stage.
And I would just do that, whatever I do. But
You had a dance, too,
but
it
wasn't
remember it.
Not as distinctive as...
Obviously not as memorable.
No, and this was your song.
Right.
Listen, on the show today, Samantha Pelock. She's one of the new mommies on the Trading Spouses tomorrow night on Fox.
Very good.
7 Central Time on Fox. Saw the ad for this week's show over the weekend, and depending on which mom she is, she could be a good guest today.
Good!
Because they looked like, there was one mom that looked, normal, and not just physically, in her personality.
Yes.
On the promo for the show, and there was one mom
that was abnormal. Decidedly abnormal.
Over the top.
Is this my new family?
Anyway, I'm hoping that's who it is.
Yeah.
She'll be on the show today. Tomorrow, pop culture icon. Oh, isn't it cute when they write something like that for me? It's Cyndi Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper!
Yes, pop culture icon, Cyndi Lauper. And tomorrow, we'll give you the chance to win prizes, cash, when we play. Who's that NFL player?
Wonderful.
We'll have some current NFL player on the telephone.
Oh, dear.
And you'll have to guess.
I'm out already.
Mike, it's for the listeners.
Okay.
It's a contest for the listeners. Guess
and
the NFL player.
For big NFL fans, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And hopefully both.
Okay.
And then I don't even know who Jane Shane is. But she's somebody Beth Ann has booked this week from, the E! Channel?
Yeah.
Some show about having an affair or plastic surgery.
Or doing both at the same time. Having an affair and having plastic surgery.
I'm really not sure because she was telling me today about some show on the E! Exclamation point with a plastic surgeon. One of these, like, makeover shows.
I might have seen that one.
And the plastic surgeon...
There's so many, it's hard to keep track.
He was only apprehensive about appearing on the show if we said something like, you're a money grubber because you're doing this on TV. Like, apparently,
physicians, not that you call these guys physicians, doctors, these plastic surgeons,
right.
Some of them are getting a bad rap within their own industry.
You think?
Yes. And apparently when they go on talk shows, they get assaulted. We're disc jockeys. And I said to Beth, listen, tell the guy, you know, we don't care what kind of a creep he is, you know, and we're not going to judge him on the fact that
he's... You don't judge a guy, begrudge a guy the fact that he's chosen an occupation, you know, where he's making millions of dollars because that's... All that America seems to care about right now is plastic surgery.
So anyway, I guess that wouldn't be him. I'm such an idiot because it's a girl's name. Unless it's Dr. Jane Shane. I don't think that's the case.
It's not one of the... Well, no, because they weren't plastic surgeons on The Swan. But the reality show I told you about in the office is the one you have to see.
Yeah, hey, Beth Ann?
Yeah.
This Jane Shane. This is not the uptight plastic surgeon.
No. Dr. Ray is Dr. 90210.
Ah.
Dr. Ray, of course.
Dr. Ray.
Yeah.
Dr. Ray.
Yeah, he wouldn't want to take any ribbing.
Not to be confused with Mr. Ray.
Mr. Ray.
Mr. Ray.
Mr. Ray.
Is it the hair? Mr. Ray's hair weave.
He does all the celebrities' plastic surgery.
Dr. Ray?
Mm-hmm.
Can we trust someone whose name rhymes? I know we don't trust people to have the same first and last name, like Steve Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
But what about someone whose name rhymes?
What does his name rhyme?
Jane Shane does.
Jane Shane does, yes.
Yeah.
I think that's a cool name.
Hey, what's her story? What's her story, Jane Shane?
She's a producer that's going to be for a new reality show on the E! Style Network.
E! Style Network?
E! Style.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, these networks are popping up all over the place.
What the hell is that?
Well, it's
all
right. America.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay, see ya.
Here she is. That Amish in the city, though, recommendation of a couple of our listeners, I actually T-voted and watched it, and man, it is great. It really is.
I hear it.
It's unique. It's very, very different, you know, because you throw these Amish people, and you realize, first of all, how different they really are, that they're not, you know, normal people that just walk around with strange habits. It's a real lifestyle, and it's an amazing culture shock for them when they are thrown in with these perfect, they call them the city kids, that they're thrown in there with, that are so just, you know, like all the reality shows, self-absorbed, you know, a little emotionally underdeveloped, some of them, but in a way, likable. Most of them are likable, and it just, and one particular Amish guy,
it's too bad,
who is the sweetest guy in the world, you just root for him the whole time.
It's too bad that show is on UBN and not
right.
on a real network.
Right.
However, we can TiVo it, and, you know, if enough people watch it, and people call
it's
it.
It's done, you know, it's a shame, because it does languish over there on that network, probably doesn't get the same ratings. No, it beat all the other networks.
Oh, did it really?
Last week. It was a real network for a night.
Was it really?
It was the number one show of the night.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
All right, well, let me call Beth Ann. See, this is how things happen in showbiz. ASAP. I don't care about Jane Shane. Get the Amish kids.
Or anybody.
I have been working on that.
Okay. Or anybody from
that. They don't have phones in Amish country.
I know they don't have phones in Amish country. What, Mike?
Nothing.
No, go ahead. What?
No, sometimes it's, you know, we're all learning each other. We are. It's always, timing's always just a little bit off. It's just always, forget it. I'm fine.
What, Beth?
Ann?
don't call her Beth.
I forget. I sometimes call her Beth. I've done it once.
It's that thoughtlessness again.
That's right.
That's okay.
I understand. It's just difficult sometimes when, you know, we have a kind of a rhythm in here, you know, when we're talking, and it's just kind of
it just
throws me off a little bit. What I was just going to say is you could get any of the people on that show. It wouldn't have to just be the Amish because it's all very cool.
Right.
Beth Ann,
mm-hmm.
I have a private secure channel message for you from Mike. Please stand by and secure channel. Shut up!
That was nice. Thank you.
That was secure. No one heard that but you and I and Mike. The listeners did not hear that private message. She hang up?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, honey.
There she goes.
There's our new producer, Beth Ann. So, Jane Shane. Anyway, that's what's coming up on the show.
Jane Shane.
Okay. Jane Shane.
But I think, I don't know. I will tell you, I really don't know if you're going to super dig it. I don't know that. I want you to give it a try, but I'm not sure if you're really going to love it. I here's the thing. You know why part of me really liked it?
Why?
It's the Irish. It's a little bit of a... It is a little touching. It's a little poignant because they're learning about these people, and they're really brutal on them at the very beginning, and then you see them where they're starting to.
So you're telling me like there might be some type of underlying goodwill message.
Yeah. Did you see it, Rob?
No, I haven't.
Okay, if nobody else, did you see it, Rob?
Gary watched it all.
Gary, Gary watched it.
I loved it.
It's a little... You know what it is? It may be, you might be able to describe it as kind of a chick reality show.
What does that make you?
A fag.
No, no.
Because I liked it. I liked it, but I didn't like it because of the, you know, I didn't like it the same way I liked The Amazing Race. I like The Amazing Race because you like seeing them at each other's throats. That's why I like The Amazing Race.
Me too.
But with it's funny when I watch television, isn't it? I get a little excited.
No, it's great. You know, finally, welcome to my world.
Please. But the Amish in the City, they said really when they're giving the reviews, you know, it's touching, it's poignant, it's kind of a must-see. But it really, it's got all the elements of the reality show with just a little more to it because of the different cultures.
That's probably where you would lose me.
Yeah,
I would like the flat-out...
No, but I think you're going to like when the Amish guy almost drowns. You know, that would carry you through.
Well, there you go.
That would carry. And then and he came back and he cried.
How long have I been on the phone with some focus group for NBC, CBS, whatever? What do you want on a show? I want a show where an Amish guy almost drowns.
Right.
And they never listen to me.
Finally,
and now, finally, my dream has come true.
Sure, sure. And but you know, a lot of people have called it, recommended this show, said, hey, it's hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm not sure if it's as hysterical as it is interesting.
Okay. So... That's what's, you know, boy, that was like 10 minutes of what's coming up on the show.
Wow.
Pretty exciting.
It would be nice if we actually did the show.
Mm-hmm.
what?
We could do that.
We could. Let me know as soon as we go live today.
Okay, 90 seconds?
Okay. Let me know as soon as we actually flip the switch. Terror. Hold on. I want to ask your thoughts about terror. I don't want to get political on your ass. I don't want to get serious on your ass. However... When they come out and it's whatever it is now, it's orange now?
Yes. Well, for us, for certain parts of the country.
In D.C. and New York, where it's always been orange, and in New Jersey, it's orange, and they announce, you know, the buildings where they got the information from the guy in Pakistan that says these are the buildings that they're going to be attacking. And,
right.
And I think that, okay, they should probably tell us. But then there's a part of me that also thinks... Maybe I would rather have a government that would work on that behind the scenes and not tell me and not flip me out.
Well, I certainly hope that they're working on a lot of their information that we don't know about. I mean, they've made kind of reference to that. I sure hope that everything they've gotten isn't what they've released, because if that's the case, you know, they're basically...
I watched a lot of it yesterday and read a lot of it today. I think what they've thrown out there is pretty much... Everything that they've... Of course, there are details they're keeping.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the details. I think they know specific targets that they were talking about hitting, but I think when they're talking about getting all these hard disks off this, 24-year-old guy's computer, I really hope that they got more information. They said it was... You know, when they say a treasure trove of intelligence that they haven't gotten in 25 years, mm-hmm. I hope it's more than just saying, well, we think we're going to hit Citibank, the New York Stock Exchange, and the World Bank, and that's it. I hope there's more depth to it than that.
Well, here's the thing. Are they right or are they wrong for putting out this alert? Do people take it seriously anymore, outside of the people who live in the cities where you're going to be screwed up with the traffic?
Good.
And what about when you... How many times now, and I don't care if they say it's the best credible information they've ever had, blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
This is like, you know, knock on Formica, this is like the sixth or seventh time since 9/11. That
I think if they have it, they have to let us know what it is. I mean, I don't think they have a choice. I mean, what if something was to happen and they had not let the information...
Okay, so here's my point. Now we all know. And I'm not trying to be a downer.
Aren't you more vigilant? Weren't you more vigilant when you heard this warning? I was driving back from Atlantic City yesterday. I was looking at trucks differently. I was trying to see who was driving them.
I can't say that I...
You weren't?
No, I'm not. But I'm not more vigilant.
If you were downtown or you were in New York, you probably would be. If you live somewhere where the threat was more imminent.
Well, you know us, though, and not just us, I mean us in this room, but us as all the people listening to the show. Here's our attention span.
Absolutely.
There it is. Now,
here's
the thing. You make this big deal yesterday. You come on, you know, you got the thing saying it's orange.
Orange. Orange.
Right?
Who said orange?
It's a lead on all the news shows.
Orange.
Well, again, knock on Formica, you know, and thank God, we've gone through today. Nothing's happened. Nothing's happened. Not that they said it would happen today.
Right.
But
that's what kills me about this report, is that they say we've got specific, probably the most specific intelligence we've ever had on certain targets. We don't have a timeline. No.
Right. So that's when I think Well, now, why are you telling me this, then? Because I know me with a short attention span. I'll be concerned about it last night and today. But even today, it's like, no, okay, well, nothing's going to happen today.
Did they shut down the Holland Tunnel? Did they shut down the Holland Tunnel coming into New York today?
I haven't heard. I'll check.
I thought they were talking about doing that.
Traffic was a nightmare.
It would seem to me that if they were doing that, that whoever these people are, I mean, you know,
you can have a backpack in the street, though.
Yeah.
And they'll close roads and they'll close tunnels.
That's what they said, too, that it could be a truck, a car bomb, or it could be somebody with a backpack. I mean, it's a terrifying.
So I don't know if they should tell us or if they shouldn't tell us. And when you tell us, here's the only thing. If you're going to, and if you decide to tell us, as you did, don't make it like a movie. And here's what I'm saying. Don't come on with the graphics on the screen. And I guess I'm not talking so much to Tom Ridge or Bush or any of these other guys. But like the people on the networks, you know, especially my favorite, the Fox channel, you know, where they do it like it's a football game. Where you get the thing that goes, Fox News alert, dun 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 dun, dun. Terror level, orange. Then the whole screen goes orange and they're like piping in sound effects. They're like,
Terror.
I don't know. I don't know how to react to it.
I don't either, you know, because I don't trust it, and you don't know whether, you know, I'm not going to go as far as Michael Moore would go where you say, hey, you know.
Who hasn't thought it, though?
A society that's afraid is a society that's controlled. Right?
Who hasn't at least thought, okay, let's say they're having the meeting at the White House, and they got this stuff. They say, well, you know, it could, or and who knows how many times they've had stuff like that.
Right.
But they go, you know what? Kerry didn't get a double-digit bounce. Now would be a good time for you to step up and look like a good leader, because what's the worst-case scenario?
Mm-hmm.
Something happens. You told us.
And there are a lot of things disturbing about this guy. Apparently, he was brought into custody on July 13th, you know, prior to the Democratic convention, and maybe they didn't release this because they thought that they'd be trying to.
I don't
believe
that.
Like they were trying to steal the show from the Democrats. I don't know.
I don't believe that.
But wouldn't you like to know why, if they had this information on July 13th, why they waited this long? Why did they wait
why
now did they release it?
And for how long? It's not like a weather warning where they come back and say, okay, it's all clear.
Yeah,
are they going to come back and say it's all clear?
No.
You mentioned this also. The thing would be, if you don't release it, do you have a better chance of maybe
catching
getting
them.
Intel and getting these guys? That's why I certainly hope they have more. But see, if they have more.
Here's the thing about the Al-Qaeda, too. And I don't know anything about it, except that they flew two airplanes into our Twin Towers. But how do you know that maybe they knew that this guy was going to get nabbed, that they gave us this stuff, that they this recon? And
they don't even know that yet.
Now they turn on TV, they go, oh, hey, look, stupid Americans, look at this. They think we're going to hit the IMF building, the World Bank building. Huh? Little do they know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at the idiot Americans now lining up policemen around buildings.
Right.
You know, they've left 8,000 of them. I mean, anytime it could happen anywhere. And I'm not really sure if they should tell us or not tell us, you know.
And I don't think anybody is. I don't think anybody knows that definitively. And you don't know what what the real intel is. And that's the thing. I think the reason you don't know what everything they have is because that may cause a panic. If they really released every detail on, it sounds to me, you got to read between the lines with these news.
Yeah, that's the problem.
And it sounds to me like they've got some amazing intelligence that caused this. This is the first threat warning of its kind that we've had since 9/11. This is the first one.
The first specific, but they...
Yes, first specific one.
But they've pulled it up to orange, and here, again, here's my only point on this. You know, God forbid, how many times, let's say nothing happens here. What about the next time you get a credible threat? And then they do this whole thing again. After a while, especially, remember now, attention span, you know, how many of you remember what we were talking about before we talked about the terror stuff? Really? How many people who were listening to the show 15 minutes ago remember that we spent 10 minutes talking about people that were coming up on the show? I only remember because I got it in front of me. I got the dumb card Beth Ann wrote in front of me. My point, how many times do we hear this without crying wolf?
Yeah, you're right. I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, it fades away after a period of time, and at a certain point, I don't think it exists now. I think we take this very seriously as a country, but at a certain point, who knows whether we will continue to take these seriously. But I hope to God nothing happens. I think everybody feels the same way about that. It's just,
So many questions,
Steve. I know it's a downer. We really,
Elliot, it is a downer.
We shouldn't be talking about.
There's so much we don't know.
It's not what this show's about.
You know, one of the reasons somebody asked me one of the times, why don't you like to fly? I said, I don't like to fly because I'm in the back of a plane and somebody else is up there. I don't know what's going on. I feel out of control. Well, now I feel out of control living in this country.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, Don, Mike. Hey, Buzz, Rob. How y'all doing?
Steve, hey, buddy.
Hey, guys. Think of it this way. It's kind of like a burglar tactic. You turn the lights on to keep a burglar from coming to your house. That's them. It's the tactic. Oh, well, we know that something's coming. There's something possibly coming. Why don't we announce it? That way they know that we know.
I think that's a good point. I think that might be
nuanced
on some level. Maybe.
You know, that's my whole point. Maybe.
I mean, if we let them know that, obviously there are people that are much more trained in this than we are that are making these decisions, and maybe I hope that's the reason.
Scatter.
What?
You turn the lights on, cockroaches scatter.
Yeah, I agree. I think that, you know, hey, we let them know, hey, we're aware of this, we've got a warning here, and they, you know, it's a prevention technique. Obviously it is.
I don't know. I just know that whenever I turn on the TV now, this is it.
Yeah.
Terror alert.
Being afraid. And the thing I fear the most out of this is one of the things you mentioned before. I hope this is not a decoy where this guy was set up to be captured.
And in our society, with our media, the way this is presented to us, if you watch what they call the news or a news entertainment program, one of the morning shows, they'll come on. Good morning, I'm Charles Gibson. I'm Diane Sawyer. Terror, terror, terror. It might happen today. We might all die today. They've targeted these buildings. Code Orange, Code Orange, Code Orange. Matt Damon has a new movie out called The Bourne Identity.
Yeah.
Or is it The Bourne Supremacy?
Right.
Ha 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 ha. We'll talk to him in just a second. Tony, how's the weather? Looking super. Back to you, Diane.
You know, another thing.
Don't forget, everybody. Orange, 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 orange.
When all this stuff goes down...
Charlie?
I'm
here with Lindsay Lohan.
You said not to get political, but I still can't help but think that we stirred the pot up a little bit. And that's why we're all still as freaked out as we have been. I mean, it's just, you know, with everything that's going on, I think that we... I don't know. As an American, I feel a lot more alone in this absolutely messed up world than I ever have.
Okay, here is Edwin.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I hope it's Edwin Starr.
Yeah.
War. Hey. Huh. Good God.
What is it good for?
Absolutely nothing. Yes, Edwin.
Hey, I just wanted to throw my two cents in. We shouldn't be having these terror warnings because we should have dropped the bomb on them beforehand. And
what do you mean drop the bomb?
Who should we have dropped the bomb on?
On Osama.
And where is he?
We'd have to find him.
Where is he where we could drop the bomb on him?
Just drop one over there and pray it hits him, I guess.
Drop over
right,
where?
Okay, let me see if I've got your strategy right. Drop one over there and pray it hits him.
And just to be sure, where's over there?
Afghanistan.
In other words, are you going for the vaporization of the entire country? Even though most of it is like mountainous and uninhabited.
What if he ain't?
Well, I don't know. I just don't like the fact that we're sending all these guys over there to die.
Don't you think that it's a waste of atomic energy, though, to vaporize the whole country? I mean, you know.
And actually, while we may agree with you about the war, we're talking now just about the color level.
But
okay.
I do think what he's advocating is the use of the really, really, really smart bomb.
All right, bye-bye. The one when it leaves the plane...
There you go.
Starts looking.
It sees his beard.
Where's the retard bomb?
Hey, how many cocktail parties have you been to where you haven't heard that, though, you know?
We should drop a bomb over there.
Yeah.
I can't
That's
tell you.
The older, I can't
drop a bomb.
Before
you said it on the air.
Yeah, I was just going to say, before you go.
Drop a bomb.
Before you go. You may have heard me say that about.
So what about the innocent lives? Innocent women, I'm sorry. And then you get the response. It's like,
hold on. Here's the hotline. The inside number. Hello? Now, I heard the show in the background.
Who do you suppose it was?
Ah, someone's still there. Hello?
They have a bad cell.
That's a bad cell.
Mm-hmm.
I bet it's a relative. I'm just going to bet it's a relative.
Hello?
I'll tell you, you're on the radio. This is the Don and Mike show. You've called a radio station.
It's a radio. This is a radio station hotline.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, so this is a business then.
Most days, yes. Yes, sir, it is.
Most days.
Yeah. Most days. Let me ask you something.
Sure.
Because when I get these calls at home, I never hang up on the guy. I never flip out on the guy because, you know, it's the cops.
That's great.
Right, but, like, if I was to hang up on you because you're a guy, would you, like, trace the call and then, like, in the middle of the night, are guys going to come to my house?
No way.
Okay.
Are you a police officer?
I am not.
Are you affiliated with any police officers?
I am not.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day.
Good to know.
Before you go, can I sell you some jelly?
No, thanks.
Okay, I've bought the police jelly before.
Can I interest you in a nice bottle of effing vodka?
No.
What?
Please repeat the fact
that you're on the air.
You are on the air.
You knew that. I told you that already. You're on the air.
Yeah, I knew that.
All right.
Hey, solicitor with JK, you guys have a great day out there.
You don't know anything about this orange alert then, huh?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Okay, right. Thank you.
Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Bud.
Hey, Matt, I bet he thought we should drop a bomb over there on him.
What about the inner civilian?
But really, how many times are you at home, and you get one of these calls, a pain in the ass calls, and when the guy says, I'm from the so-and-so state police, you feel obligated to hear the spiel, and even if you're going to say no, you always say something like, well, I did buy the jams or jellies last time because I support the police. You know, call. Like,
I say, send me something in the mail.
You know,
we need your. I said, I'm on the phone with my attorney.
Wow.
That's what I say, and I hang up.
Not me. Not me.
What's that?
That's a lie.
Yes, that is a lie, Rob.
Lying to the police.
No, lying. I'm not lying to the police.
Lying to the police.
Lying to someone.
Someone who's representing the police.
Says, he's not representing the police. That's the case.
Still don't mean he's not going to write that. Say, this guy hung up on my ass today.
No, you see, you like those 90-year-old men with the stickers in the back of their car.
Drop a bomb on him. Drop a bomb on him.
And is it live?
Hold on, here's the cop on the phone. Brian.
Oh, good.
Hello, Brian.
How are you? Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys doing today?
Hi there. Hi, Brian.
I just wanted to say thank you for what you guys do. All right, let's hold on.
What's that, hanging up on the guy that was selling police jelly?
Yeah.
I just wanted to thank you guys because I work 11 hours a day as a police officer out here in Roseville, California, which I know it's just north or east of your favorite town of Sacramento.
Well, God knows you need double or triple the police out in Sacramento. You need mental health.
Does my heart go out to a cop out in Sacramento, even anywhere near Sacramento? Wow.
I work 11-hour days, and my shift starts at noon, so the first part of my shift is very enjoyable because you guys make it go by fast.
Very nice. Good. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Are you in your cruiser now?
I am on patrol right now.
Can you turn on? Can you turn?
I'm wanting proof.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd like to. Can we have the siren?
Hold on a second. Let me.
We're a sucker for the siren.
We love
really
the siren. Rolling down his window.
All right, hold on one second. I'm going to put the phone out the window.
Okay, here we go.
Officer friendly. Here we go. Thank you. Thanks for the call.
All right, guys. Take care.
Bye bye.
We are idiots. That's fine.
Siren! Tony?
Yay!
Tony?
Hello?
Are you there? Tony,
yeah.
Don and Mike's show. We're up on a break. What can we do for you, Tony?
Just a few things. I'm currently a soldier getting ready to head overseas again. The orange alert level, think about it like this. If they didn't announce it, and all of a sudden there was cops everywhere on the metro and in New York City on the subway with weapons, what would the Michael Moores and the rumor mongers start
Let's stop with the Michael Moores. Can we just talk
well, he's
about...
he's a scumbag, a liar that I can say that because I've been over there.
All right, but dude... regardless of your feelings about Michael Moore, we're talking about how regular people who live every day in this country are dealing with the terror threat.
My point is, if they didn't announce that they were raising the alert level, suddenly there's guys walking around by George Washington University with weapons because that area has been targeted.
I mean, I understand that, but don't you think sometimes it's very important in this climate to make sure that we always have a question mark. You trust your government to a certain degree.
You know what? Here's the thing, though. Hold on. You're in the Army?
Yes.
You're going back there? That's fine. God bless you. Thank you for the call. Here's why. I want our guys over there to be brainwashed into thinking. Our guys and girls are putting their asses on the line.
Mm-hmm.
you know, even if in the back of the mind they might be thinking, like, what the hell am
I doing? Oh, absolutely. Like, our fighting forces.
Right.
You know, our fighting forces, and, you know, the thing, you know, the fighting forces are going over there. They got their job to do, and they have to put the blinders
on. So what I'm saying is, for this guy, of course this guy's going to feel this way and want to debate.
Well, not all the people do that are over there.
Right.
But for this guy, you know, all right, go back there and be safe. I think you're wrong, but be safe.
Thank you.
Okay.
We appreciate what you do.
Thanks.
Who doesn't? I mean, I have a lot of trouble with the guy giving the orders we're wondering about.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay. So now we got a break. And I still not even asked you about your girlfriend in Atlantic City.
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't. Okay, we'll do that when we come back.
All right.
Because we talked about the terror thing. Because I wanted to talk about the terror thing.
Hey, but remember, Don, we had a siren.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the matter? I'll tell you what's the matter. I go out of my way for you. I do everything to try and make you happy. I feed you, I clean you, I dress you, and what thanks do I get? Oh, you bought the wrong paper, Annie. I can't write on this paper, Annie. Well, I'll get your stupid paper, but you just better start showing me a little more appreciation around here, Mr. Man.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
So that was tighter than a nun. Absolutely. That's that board work right there.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the moondoos.
Now, even moister, the Don and Mike Show.
Here we go. Let me see, what station would be ashamed to be playing this record? How about 92.9 WBUF Buffalo?
Yeah.
You go to their website, you see like Metallica on the top of the page.
Right.
That's our station. Let me get another one that wouldn't be ashamed to be playing. Love
Wake
Grows,
up.
Where My Rosemary Goes. Oh, probably Live 105, Dallas. Somehow, I don't think on Live 105 in Baltimore, that station would be ashamed to be playing this song.
No. But I mean, and also in the Dallas station, it wouldn't matter that much anyway.
Oh, right, because I keep forgetting. When they hear it.
You know, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Texas, as it turns out, is not our strongest state.
No, it isn't.
Although we have a few affiliates, we've got the one in Houston with a station that's only running us for 2 hours a day now. That they won't be a 4 hour clear until September.
Then there's Austin, which is running us. They're running us tomorrow.
1 day delay, and then there's the station in Dallas that runs us at midnight.
Right.
But then there's that station in Brownsville, Texas.
Yes.
KVJY.
Brownsville Station.
They're running.
Smoking in the boys' room.
Big Tree is the label, Mike. Big Tree on that one.
I'm Smoking in the boys' room?
Yep. Same as Me and You and a Dog Named Boo by Lobo. Anyway, the station is K... Oh, Christ, I just had it. KVJY, Brownsville, Texas. They have us on right now.
KVJY.
And who knows, maybe they're ashamed that they're playing at us in Lighthouse. Anyway, hi. I did not watch the Mike Tyson pay-per-view.
Oh, you didn't?
Oh. No, and I was
He's
up.
He's done.
Here's the thing. I'm up on Saturday night, and I want to buy this. Or Friday night. It was Friday.
Friday
was
night.
The night.
Yeah.
I was awake. It said 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. How about you were sprinting to that movie? I think that's what you were going to do.
Well, here's the thing. I got home, and I pulled up the screen where it says, you know, buy here, $49.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to buy, and then I see starts at 9 o'clock. Ends 12:58 a.m. So I didn't realize, I knew that there would be an undercard, but didn't think that there would be so much crap that
right.
it would be 3 hours. So I said, screw it, the fight will be on. By the time the fight is on, I'll be sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't buy it. As it turns out, it's a good thing I didn't buy it. He got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
And he is crazy always. But here's one great crazy thing about Mike Tyson that I bet you've not heard yet. The fight was in Louisville,
Kentucky.
And the guy beat his ass in the fourth round.
Yeah, send me to the shower.
Boom. Put it. And bad stuff happens in the shower.
Yeah, I don't like the shower much. Things you see.
So on Friday morning, before the fight, they have reporters in his hotel room, or whatever this nice hotel is in Louisville. And there were between 10 and 14 pigeons that were flying around inside his room.
Wow.
Well, he keeps pigeons. He let them in from outside.
Oh, dear.
These were not pets.
How did he get them to come in?
He was up on a high floor of the hotel, and they were up on the roof. And he put breadcrumbs out.
Wow.
Until the pigeons...
Okay, man. Okay. I apologize for questioning. He is crazy always.
He brought pigeons in the... He loves pigeons. He does love pigeons. He raises pigeons and treats them like humans. Uh-huh. He did not bring pigeons with him to Louisville.
These were just some street pigeons.
Or in this case, they were roof pigeons.
These
and apparently
Kentucky pigeons.
The maids at the hotel were very upset because he'd been in this hotel for 2 weeks. Oh. And apparently... Every time the maids come in, there's pigeon poop everywhere.
And there's dirty birdies.
Yeah, because this is how this guy is living. Anyway, he's nuts. Just, you know, like that's a bulletin that you didn't know.
And he didn't put up much of a fight against this guy, right?
No, fourth round, nobody from nowhere. I mean, it was boom, boom, boom. And
right.
Down goes Tyson. Down goes Tyson.
Down goes Tyson.
And then I got a picture to show you because I want to ask you. Here's another celebrity fight. Have you seen this picture of Paris Hilton?
I heard about it.
Okay, there's a picture, Mike.
All right.
And Buzz, you know the picture I'm talking about.
Yes,
the picture where she's bruised. It's in a bunch of tabloids now. The thought is that, there's two things. I guess either first, you know.
I want to just say nice thong.
She just won't listen.
Uh-huh.
Or...
Are we talking about the right arm here?
Yes, we are. The thought is that it's Nick Carter that beat her up.
That's
her ex-boyfriend, Nick Carter. And these are two more of our pop culture stars who idiotically, because... Well, hold on. They're not the nuttiest. Nicolas Cage is the nuttiest. But because they were going out for a while, Paris Hilton and Nick Carter, they got their names tattooed on each other's inside wrist. Hmm. So you're going out with this girl for how long? You're banging her for what? 3 or 4 months? She's been with Brian Urlacher. She's been with everybody in the freaking world. You think, really, Nick Carter, you dope? And who is Nick Carter?
He's a Backstreet Boy.
A Backstreet Boy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that, what are they alleging that he beat her up?
Yes. And the picture that we have is from the rear. You mentioned the thong.
Ooh.
Apparently, she also has a fat lip. Swelling under her eyes. And then there's the bruising on the arm
that you can see in that picture. It's bruising on both arms from this picture.
Yeah.
It looks like, Rob, doesn't look like there's a little circle of bruises right there.
Yeah, but Carrie could tell her how to cover that up with makeup.
Oh,
and if you look at one of her spoiled buttocks,
uh-huh.
Do you see there's a patch there? So there's like a Band-Aid on one of her bruised banana buttock.
Yeah, but that might be birth control.
Yeah, who knows? Well, or maybe
don't they have that kind of birth control?
They do.
But you don't have to put it on your ass. The birth control.
No, you
pack,
put it anywhere.
You put it absolutely anywhere.
Put it on your tummy, wherever.
I think one day I said to my kid, we were talking about this. You really want to be safe when you go back to college. There's only one place you should have the girl put that patch.
Yeah.
And if you have her put it there, I guarantee there's not going to be a chance anything happens.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Nicholas, hold on. All these celebrities. There's so many stupid celebrities. This is what I'd rather focus on than a terror attack.
Right, yeah.
You know, I'd rather focus on, did the Backstreet Boy beat up Paris Hilton?
Right.
Why is Nicolas Cage getting married again?
Because he's crazy always, too.
And I got a great picture for you, too. I am a sushi waitress. I've just met Nicolas Cage. And now we are married.
Wow.
God bless him. We got married.
I mean, it's his third marriage?
I think either third, depending on which report, it's third, fourth, or fifth. We do know about, what's her name, Elvis's daughter.
Right, Lisa
that
Marie.
He was married to, and then there was another girl. Oh, Patricia Arquette was the one before that. So, yeah, this would be the third, and there they are. What a great picture of him just getting bombed with this beautiful China doll on his lap.
Right. Wow.
And you're still staring at that picture of Paris Hilton, aren't you?
No, I was actually looking at the Nicolas Cage story here, too, the first part of it. He's 40 years old, she's 20 years old.
That's awful.
That's terrible.
That's awful.
I do not approve.
Nor do I. That's wrong. Wrong. That's 20 years.
God bless him.
No, Buzz, that's wrong. That's 20 years is freaking wrong. How long between you and your girlfriend?
Two or three.
No, really, what is it? Is it over or under 20?
It's right at the same thing that Nicolas Cage is.
Oh, is it? See, I was I was hoping that I could save you if it was like 19.
No, you didn't save me. No, that's the joke I was making, you see.
See, I did not
that's
realize.
That's why I said that that's wrong, because I was
I didn't
I'm
realize.
Doing the same thing.
I thought that she was 19
right.
younger than you, and then I would say, well, no, see, 20 is bad, 19 is okay.
Right.
Cage violates the rule of half
over
20. Seven.
Over. I've got Nicolas Cage beat. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
You knew that? No, I didn't. I swear to God, I didn't.
All right.
And I wasn't going to even mention the age thing with you and your girlfriend. You
right.
You, when,
I that's thought, why I brought that up. Just to, it was kind of a obviously a poor intention passing flip comment, but based on you seeing her in the parking lot the other night, I guess I should have expected it to gum the works up a little bit. And that's really what the whole tenet of the show is today.
Oh, know? That's right. That's the whole that's the whole show today. Yeah, that's the whole tone of the show today.
Well, I had no idea you were going to ask me about it. You said you
and
were
I moved
going
away
to
from
let
it.
Us break.
And but then I moved away from
based
it.
Based on the beginning of the show, I don't know where you're going. I never know what's inside that.
Good.
That Dustin Hoffman brain of yours. I don't know what's going
you
on.
You love to hurt me, don't you?
I'm scared of you today.
You love to hurt me.
I'm a beard. I'm a beard.
Don't be a...
Remember, leopard position, you know? Back arched, neck tense.
I thought we were going inside your bedroom. Right? Okay. All right, leopard position.
No, we're not going there either.
Although.
Either. Neither, neither. Buzz?
Yes?
Behave yourself.
Hey, if two people are in love and happy, that's all that matters. I've always said that.
Yeah. Anyway, I was not even going to bring that up.
Okay.
Just wanted to point out, Nicolas Cage is nuts.
Right.
Mike just has a gambling problem.
I don't. I don't.
No, I know you don't.
I don't.
You
know.
Don't?
I don't know if I do or not.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah,
now you want the real truth? See? Put me under those hot lights that comes out. Oh, no.
You don't.
I don't think I do.
I don't think you do either.
I think I gamble a little too much.
Well, it's all right.
I mean, but I'm having fun doing it. You know, I'm having fun doing it.
I'm not saying anything.
I'd feel differently if I'd won big. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you still looking at that story about Nicolas
Cage? I'm just nervously holding the paper.
I'm not going to mention your girlfriend again. I wasn't going to mention your girlfriend.
I'm just nervously holding the paper right now. No, but I'm not thinking about the girlfriend. I'm thinking about the gambling now. Now you got me thinking about so many things. You know the complex
I know.
Patchwork quilt that is me?
I know.
You know, so many different levels. It was really an up and down weekend. It was. It was a very up and down weekend. Tremendous highs, tremendous lows.
And through all of it, here you are.
Yes.
You made it through the week.
And you know, here's the thing. Last night when we got back from the trip, I was very happy, and I woke up this morning very happy and very calm. A little melancholy because I didn't win. And I like to win. I like to win always. Sure. And I didn't. But other than that, you know, pretty good time.
Okay, good. Fine.
Do you have any other questions?
Well, yeah, I do, but I don't know if I can. Maybe today
you seem to allude to the fact that you were going to see. I steeled myself. See, you're a very complex man yourself, and you're very. And I don't attempt to figure out what you do with the show. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening right now, he does kind of direct where we're going. I sit over here and wait. So I was like steeling myself during the entire commercial break that you were
thinking
going
that
to,
I was
going to
put the hot light on you. Listen here.
And then because of that, I made that Nicolas Cage comment, and then.
Here's my thinking about that. Right. I got a little bit of information out of you in the opening segment today.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to let it go. I mean, we were talking about terror. We had a cop on the phone. We had an army guy on the phone.
Right.
What am I going to say to let listeners know? Stay tuned. We're not going to be heavy anymore. We come back from vacation. I'll ask about Mike and his girlfriend. But then as it turns out, I thought I had different thoughts during the break. Maybe I should ask Mike first exactly what I can and can't ask him about. Because we've never really had that discussion.
I mean, I'll say I won't answer that.
And I would rather not ask you something on the air and have you say, I would rather not
answer
that.
Well, it's always been that way, you know. And
I know, but sometimes the question...
It hasn't exactly been successful for me either.
sometimes simply...
It caused more tension than it needed to, you know.
Simply a question.
But then that would be blaming my job for my failed marriages. And I'm not going to sit here and do that. you know. I'm not going to sit here and try to say that I've given all of myself to my work. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that this strategy that I've had all these years about protecting people that I am close to has really backfired. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say that maybe if I chose to open up like a book like you do, that maybe I would have your track record as far as marriage. I'm not going to say that. Okay. I'm not going to say any of that.
There's a therapist on the phone now.
Yes.
Want to analyze many things you've said on today's show.
Okay, very
Are you open for this?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Doctor.
Hey, guys.
I would assume. Oh, Tom.
It's Dr. Gavin.
Tom. You know, I was thinking about that bet, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go mathematically. The day they are eliminated. Oh, that is it. I'm not doing that a day earlier.
Now, that I did want to ask you about. You're going to concede
absolutely
about the Red Sox.
No. That clear heads prevailed on that. I don't want to pay that bet off until I absolutely have to.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
How do you spell wager?
Wager?
Wager.
W-H-A-R-E-N.
You're great.
Warren.
Wait. W... Wager.
Start again, yes, go ahead.
Wager. W-A-R-E-N-C-H.
You know, I was...
Warrench.
I actually mentioned your name twice this weekend, Tom. Once when I was watching some NASCAR show on FX. What's some neck out there will know the reality NASCAR show that I watch where they follow a driver around. You don't really learn anything about them. But anyway, on FX, I saw a promo for the Dennis Leary show, and I know people have called us about it.
Yeah.
But he looks right in the camera and he says, "My name's Tommy Gavin."
Tommy Gavin, yeah, that's the name of the character.
That's funny because it's Tom.
Do you watch FX, Tom?
Yes, I do.
What's your favorite show on it?
The NASCAR show.
Ah, that's my favorite show.
Very good,
Tom.
And guess what I did this weekend?
What'd you do?
My favorite restaurant in Herndon. You used to play there.
I don't, Tom.
Do you have any idea what he's talking about?
No, I don't, Tom. I mean, I.
You used to play there a long time ago with the Kraft Blues Band.
Right, Tom, but I don't remember, and I don't know the one you're talking about.
Tom, do you think Mike has a gambling problem?
Yes, he does.
Yes, sir. It's official.
There you go. Now you know,
you guys broached a topic. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. What television shows are there that you never miss? What are your favorite TV shows?
Can you name one show you watch?
Survivor.
How do you spell Survivor?
I don't know.
All right.
Oh, come on. I hate it when you don't try.
Sometimes he fails.
Survivor.
Yeah.
S-E-V.
Right. Come on. Survivor.
Survivor.
S-E-V.
Right.
E-R-S.
You got that right, Spenders. Tom. You're my man.
What other shows do you like, Tom?
I like the Monsters.
Monsters?
What Monsters?
Monsters, Inc.?
No, the...
What's the Monster show, Tom? I mean, besides this right now that we're doing with you. What's the monster show you like?
What's his name?
Oh, him?
Yeah, he's
all that guy. Yeah, that's
good. What's his name?
Oh, the monster.
Human monster.
Herman Munster.
Human monster.
You like the monsters, Tom?
I like human monster.
Yeah.
Human monster.
Yeah.
You know what? Wait a minute. Hold on. This might be the first thing he's ever said. Herman Munster is human monster.
Human monster.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, do you know the monster that he's based on, Tom?
He's on Earth.
Yeah, he's based on Earth.
That's right.
He's based on Earth.
You like human monster. He's funny, isn't he?
Yeah.
But do you know what his wife's name is?
I don't know.
Edith.
That's
right.
No, it's Lily.
No, it's not. It's Beth Ann.
Tom!
Tom, when you watch Human Monster, is he in color?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Oh, just tricky.
Here's a tape, Tom. Black, Tom,
tricky.
Tell me if this is Human Monster. If this is the show.
The delegation.
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, Herman. It's caused us nothing but trouble.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
Is that Human Monster?
Yep.
Yay, way to go, Tom.
All right, Tom, you aced it. Hey, we got to go.
When is the thing I'm going to be coming in with my...
As soon as the Red Sox are mathematically eliminated from winning the American League East.
Then I will give you the best massage you've ever gotten, Tom.
I went this last Saturday to...
What, Tom?
Ned Devine's in Herndon.
Okay. All right, see you later.
The band I saw was Rob Hilt.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
All right, thanks, Tom.
Can I take you on a break?
If you'd like to, go ahead.
Sure.
Love to. Yes, sir.
On a mic, they're going to break.
Oh, and Tom?
Yeah?
You can promote that when we come back, we'll have one of the mommies on from the new Fox show, Trading Spouses.
We're going to have the new mommies on. It's going to be Training Spouse.
Training Spouse, yes.
That's it. How do you spell Fox?
F-I-F-A-X.
Perfect. Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, bye, Tom.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. And he's gone. And we'll be back with the new mommy from the Fix Network.
Don and Mike to break.
The Fact Network.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ah, we are all guilty of scrolling through our cell phones trying to find a number while we're driving.
Yeah, most of the time we get away with it, but considering what can happen when you take your eyes off the road for just a moment, it's really not worth the risk, is it?
You know, they've not written this in this commercial copy, but you know, in D.C. they got that... fast-ackwards rule now that you got to have hands-free. How come they don't put this in the commercial? Because the OnStar, the commercial we're doing here is for OnStar personal calling, which is hands-free. If you have OnStar, you press the white button and you make calls just like you do on a cell phone.
And it's better because rather than scroll through a list of numbers, all you do is call out the name tag and the number you want to call, like office or home or casino.
Or Gamblers Anonymous.
And since OnStar personal calling is piped through the car's speakers, you never have to worry about fiddling around with a handset either.
You can get OnStar on more than 50 GM models from Saturns to Cadillacs. Get a 100-minute package that's good for 12 months for $39.99. For information about OnStar, check out the website at OnStar.com or Swing. Hey, there's for you, Buzz. Swing.
Thank you.
Yeah, baby. Swing by the local dealer for the demonstration. 3, 2, 1. Who do you like?
Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, singers.
WKK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't ask much from you, girl. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to? Why can't you treat me the way I would be treated by any stranger on the street?
Because I am not one of your fans!
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Dad, I got a new record today. Is it okay if I play it on the phonograph?
Well, of course it is. I think it's very nice for a young boy to be interested in music.
There he is. Human Monster. Human Monster.
Yeah.
Pray for Death, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, we got the mommy from Trading Moms.
All right.
Trading Spouses. Samantha's on the phone. Let's talk to her about 10 minutes. You, dial recklessly, you animals. $1,100. All right, now, $1,100. Secret Sound, 877-365-3636. Common everyday sound. Well, you're calling. We'll talk to she's on the phone now. Samantha.
Yes.
Here is Mrs. Samantha Pelak, who will be on Trading Spouses tomorrow night, the new episode at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
How are you, Samantha?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thank you for asking. Now, just so I know, because I've not seen this episode, it's on tomorrow night. I saw you in the promos.
Uh-huh.
Are you a blonde or a brunette?
I'm a blonde. I'm the laid-back California mom.
The laid-back, and you're going into what kind of household, Samantha?
I'm going into the dysfunctional family in Springfield, Massachusetts,
now,
by their own definition.
From the ads that I saw, it looks like the other mom who joins your family is just a bitch on wheels. They've shown a lot of footage of her screaming at your family. What's a nice word? She's big boned.
Oh, really?
Not Samantha, the other mom, right?
And Samantha, is this other woman wrapped a little tight?
toned and tanned, I've been called.
Oh, no, we're not talking about you.
No.
Yes, no. No, you're good looking. What I'm saying is when I said the other mom is big boned, the other mom appears to be kind of a pig.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say that, but they're a large family. The whole family's
they're big people.
On the big side.
But when I asked you about her, I said, is she wrapped tight, which is an expression for, is she uptight? Does she seem tense to you?
Oh, she is, you know what? She just speaks her mind. She's just very crass and not shy at all. And, you know, she seems easily irritated. So, and she doesn't really care what you think about her. So she really just, you know, says it like it is, I guess.
How long ago did they tape this episode that we're going to see tomorrow night?
June.
So it's recent, in June.
So June, now, so you say they were kind of a dysfunctional family. What was so dysfunctional about this family that you had to move in?
They were just, it's a very opposite from my family. They're very, very loud and sort of scream at each other a lot. They cuss a lot. You know, they don't talk things out.
They don't. And how did you... For someone who comes from what I'm guessing what you're telling us is your perfect family. Your family's not like that. What are you doing? Pardon my being curt, but time is of the essence.
Right.
What are you doing on a white trash show like Trading Spouses? If your family's good and the other family's crap, why are you on the show?
Well, when I originally heard about this casting, it wasn't a wife swap or Trading Spouses show. They were just casting upper middle class families. So I was not informed about what it was going to be, except for that it was going to be 5 days of work.
So you felt like
$50,000.
But you knew it was going to be a reality show, right?
And it would be reality, yeah. But I have enough confidence in my family that I thought that we would survive.
So you got 50 grand? That's good money.
Yeah, there's a couple twists, so you have to tune in and see what happens.
Okay, no, we will, and we'll do a good commercial here. But that's good. So you said it was for a week. In essence, you sold your dignity.
Not at all, actually. I maintained my dignity throughout.
That's a joke. We're kidding. Now, so can I ask you, I always ask this of most reality people that we talk to, the best experience and the worst experience when you were on this show?
The best experience was how these two kids who probably everyone thought they would play practical jokes and be real obnoxious. How they responded to me and how they treated me with respect and how they were so sweet and caring and loving.
These are the dysfunctional kids. These are the dysfunctional kids.
These are the fat kids.
The fat, dysfunctional, Ritalin-laced kids. just kidding.
All right, if that was the best, what was the worst?
The worst part, really, honestly, was the fact that they had... one bathroom and no air conditioning.
How dare they?
That's a good worst, though.
How dare they?
Especially since they're a big fat family.
And how did you, being upper middle class and beautiful, happen to work in... How did you survive with fat, fat, hot people?
You know what? They were very... They're very sweet to me and
well, no, hold on. Are they dysfunctional? Did they piss you off or not? Because I saw the ad, I saw the other mom yelling at your family, and you said that they're dysfunctional. And then,
yeah, but you know what, that's what's interesting about the show, and that's what makes it, you know, as far as trading moms, you would think that maybe they would treat me the way they treated their mom, but they didn't, and they totally responded to the type of mother that I am, which is very sweet and very kind and very...
So you're a good mom. You were a good mom, unlike their regular mom.
Yeah, I'm not the disciplinarian in my house, but they responded to that. So what? I think that's what's interesting about the show.
What about their diet?
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they have bad eating habits.
Well, please explain.
Well, they eat a lot of sugary cereals and a lot of fatty meats and a lot of junk food and marshmallows, sandwiches.
And what do you eat normally? What's your diet?
We eat real healthy, actually. I mean, we grill a lot. We eat a lot of salads. We eat a lot of vegetables. We're pretty good. I mean, you know, my kids love their french fries and their hamburgers and stuff like that. But, Yeah, it was a totally different experience.
A lot of heavy meats. A lot of heavy meats in that family with the with no air conditioning in the bathroom.
Yeah,
is there a lot of fatty meat for the for the hot fat kids?
You guys are funny.
I know we are.
We know we are.
Goddamn right we are. But really, was there more fatty meat for the hot fat kids?
What?
Was there more fatty meat for the hot fat kids? When you went to their house with the hot fat kids, did they eat lots of fatty meat?
Well, not when I was there, no.
Not when you were
there. Didn't? So did you change their menu at all?
Well, they had we had a lot to do while I was there, but you know, I took them grocery shopping and I was in charge of that, and I didn't allow them to get a lot of things.
Are ye Atkins friendly?
I am, yeah.
So were there like big sweaty toddlers gnawing on beef ribs in the bathroom?
No.
Oh.
No, we actually, when I was there, we didn't cook at home very much. We ate out a lot.
And this family, the kids aren't like, I saw a Maury Povich show one time, which was just awful, where they had that one-year-old.
Oh, the baby?
That was like 120 pounds.
And they kept, didn't you say that she was talking about what she fed him?
Yeah. Now, these kids, how old are they? They're not fat infants, right? They're fat adolescents?
Well, I mean, Eric is—he's a big kid. He's not just fat. He's a football player. He's only 11 years old. He's almost 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
He's almost 200 pounds. But he plays football and
what about the other?
He plays baseball.
What about
athletic.
The other? What about the other children? The other fat children who are
the
not athletic.
His daughter is 13. You know, she played softball. They're all a little overweight. I mean, I don't like to tease children, so I'm
not
going
to
sit here and,
and you say no air conditioning in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
That was
very hard.
Yeah. And where was this? What region of the country was this?
I was in Springfield, Massachusetts, so it was very hot. And
oh,
very
man,
Springfield.
Oh, that's close to where I grew up, and in the summertime, that's sticky.
The fat kids.
Yeah, and then if you go outside, there's a lot of mosquitoes, and
inside,
and it's
hot. Big target.
Mm-hmm. They're big targets.
Well, they go to where the fat kids are.
Did the fat family...
No, you guys are bad.
Did the fat family require a lot of...
The hot fat family
did. Did the hot fat family require a lot of assistance?
In what regard?
Well, because they're fat and they're hot. I mean, did you have to? Are any of them so fat that you had to?
Are you guys for real? I mean, you're talking about children here. Is that okay?
Oh, I thought we were talking about.
You're just gonna
wait. Hold on, Samantha. I thought we were talking about the parents too.
We're talking about the show.
Weren't the parents?
I'm not interested in making fun of these children.
Well, no, I was.
Sorry.
I'm not talking about the children. I'm talking about the parents too. Weren't they hot and fat too? See,
come on,
Samantha, we're just having fun. It's a comedy radio show. We're silly.
Yeah,
Samantha.
I'm sorry, you're talking about kids. I'm not going to sit here.
Hold on. Samantha, don't pull the high and mighty crap on us. You hoard your family out for $50,000, regardless of what you say. If you thought it was a different show, as soon as you found out what the premise of the show was, you could have pulled out. You didn't. That's okay. I don't judge you for that. But you come on, the first thing
what
you said...
What's the judge? I mean, why would I be worried about somebody judging me for doing a show?
Why do you worry about judging if we said the kids were fat? We're only going on what you said. You said the whole family. You said the whole family's overweight.
We've never seen the show.
You said the family's overweight. You said the kids are overweight. Honey, chill out. We're just having fun.
No, well, I'm sorry. I just get a little sensitive when people make fun of children.
I guess so.
That's all.
Because you're perfect.
Well, let's talk about your kids then.
How are your kids? You want to make fun of kids? I got a 19-year-old. I'll tell you something, honey. I say this on the radio all the time. I love him more than anything, but he's the biggest pain in the ass in my life. That kid can't do nothing right. What do you say to that? And I'm talking about my own kid who I love more than life itself.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, that's good.
But he's a mess.
He's your child.
He's a mess. He's a total mess.
Anyways, my kids are great. My daughter's a singer, and my son's a baseball player. He goes to the batting cages every night.
Is your daughter named JonBenet? Is your daughter named JonBenet?
That's a little joke we make about stage kids, you see.
Oh, she's not a stage kid at all. She hasn't even done anything yet. She just likes to sing, that's all.
Right. All right, well, Samantha, we're going to enjoy seeing you and the...
How did the overall experience was okay for you then?
For me, it was good. Yeah, I really enjoyed my time, and I think it'll be a good show. I think it'll be funny.
All right, well, I'll watch, and I'll see how you interact with the hot, fat kids tomorrow night, and the hot, fat husband. Is the husband hot and fat as well? Because now we can talk about him, because he's an adult.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're all overweight, so.
Does it come through on the TV show that you have no appreciable sense of humor?
No, I have a great sense of humor. I just won't laugh at the children's sake, that's all.
Right. Well, I didn't think that was what was happening here. We were just, it was the whole thing about being hot and fat that I thought was funny. I've never seen the show. I don't know about the kids. We were just asking
best
questions.
Best wishes to you.
Good luck.
Please enjoy healthy meals.
Please
enjoy healthy meals in perfectly climate-controlled surroundings, always.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Take care. Good luck.
Thanks for having me. Bye.
Bye-bye. You're very welcome.
Bye, man.
Boy, did I have it wrong. I thought the other mom was the bitch based on the promos that I had seen.
It was, you know.
Now, that's good. Now, I like
that. Yeah, yeah. I like that, too.
That's a good
idea. Hey, you know what? It's reality radio, too. It can go good or bad.
Yeah. And who won't watch that show now to see if that mom is truly a bitch on wheels?
Seriously, she was humorless.
Mm-hmm. It seemed that way. Yeah.
Hello, we have that image.
And hello. Snow!
Really?
Well, we're upper middle class.
Yes, we have. I thought it would be any show about an upper middle class family.
Listen, bitch, if you really cared about your family, even if you thought it was a different show, as soon as they said it's something where you're going to have to whore your family out, like I said, you whore them out for 50 grand.
With the mental picture.
I'm cool with that.
Not
just be honest about it.
Not seeing the show, and when it was the hot, fat family.
Yes.
It was the whole family. Now, where did she grab onto this thing, making fun of kids?
Because we kept asking her about fat kids.
Hot fat kids.
Hot fat kids eating fatty, heavy meat in one bathroom.
Only one bathroom. With no air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
Their neighborhood had a lot of mosquitoes.
Man, I'll tell you, those reality interviews are the greatest thing.
They're fun.
And, you know, and Mike, I know that you're patronizing her. So where, you know, tell us, I'm waiting for her to say, I was in New Orleans, I was
in
Houston.
Right. She's up in New England.
I was in Springfield, Massachusetts.
And they had mosquitoes.
Yeah. Those big, scary Massachusetts mosquitoes.
In my upper middle class neighborhood, they kill all the mosquitoes.
4 out of the 5 days exceeded 80 degrees.
Hello. Don and Mike Show, it's time for a caller 100. Hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Scott Myers.
Hey, Scott Myers, you are the 100th caller.
Oh, that's wonderful. I've been trying to call ever since I heard this noise.
All right, well, Scott, the noise, the secret noise. I hope you win the secret sound.
You hope I win. I hope I win.
It's worth $1,100. Where are you calling from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Right on, live 105.
There you go to your boy.
Now, listen, hold on. Just for being caller 100, you've got the Starsky and Hutch DVD starring Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson. Starsky and Hutch, now on DVD and video.
All right.
Are you ready to play for $1,100?
Oh, yeah.
Here are the clues. Hygiene. Personal hygiene. Mm-hmm. Bob the intern. And your latest clue, alcohol.
Right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Play the sound, give you 15 seconds for $1,100. Are you breathing through your mouth?
And my nose.
And your nose. Good man. Here we go. And
caller, name this sound.
Here we go. Oh, there it was. Now don't be confused, because that first thing was a cartridge misfiring. So here's the sound again. That's the sound worth $1,100.
How much is that mommy in the window?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Here you go. Come on, champ.
All right.
$1,100. What is it?
The tab of an aluminum can being flicked by a fingernail.
The tab of an aluminum...
I know what he means.
What does he mean?
The pull tab that makes the thing go down into a soda.
You mean like on a Coca-Cola can or something like that?
Beer can would be preferred.
A beer can, any kind?
Sure sounds like it.
No.
No.
Sorry.
We're sorry.
No, that ain't it.
No, sorry about that.
Hygiene might have been a clue.
All right.
Tomorrow,
alcohol, beer can.
Yep. Tomorrow, it's worth $1,200.
Yeah.
Don't forget that every guest is a clue for you.
Clue.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Listen, thanks for listening up in Baltimore. Guys, let's do a phone scam. Get on the line to get on the air. We'll take unscreened calls from anywhere.
about anything.
Very good.
At 877-365-3636. Okay, the rotating random phone scan lies straight ahead. Call
this. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two members of the Seattle Star Wars Society are giving new meaning to the term diehard fan. They kicked off the new year by getting in line for Star Wars Episode II, Attack of the Clones, 4.5 months before the May 16th release of the film. John Guth and Jeff Twyton, I think it is, are outside Cinerama in Seattle, Washington, waiting. John and Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
I'm trying to
hi,
do...
Hi, John and Mike.
Oh, we get to say hi, Mom, and everything like that. Jeff and John, we appreciate it. Good luck to you, and maybe we'll check in with you as the 129 days tick off.
Please.
Yep.
Thanks.
See you, Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
World-class Gansers, Don and Mike.
Right, right. Phone scan straight ahead here. 877-365-3636. Time for a station break. San Francisco, KYCY. How about Rochester, New York? They're a 10-year affiliate member. WHTK, Rochester, New York. Palm Springs, California, WGAM. Tampa, Tampa Bay, 1010 WQYK. Excuse me, now known as The Buzz. The Buzz, 1010, down in Tampa Bay. 877-365-3636. That's your hotline to the hits. Here we go. Phone scan. Let's get right to your live on-screen calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Like I said, you're live on screen calls.
Hi.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Let's go, Radio God.
There we go. Howdy.
How's it going today, other than the fact that it's hot and sweaty?
Well, that's not to be confused with that...
fat and hot.
Fat and hot segment.
Fat and hot. I tell you what, they're going to get a hell of a rating on that show tomorrow night.
And fat and hot equals funny to me.
They're going
to
get a hell of a rating because who's not going to want to watch that Trading Spouses show now tomorrow on Fox? There's your commercial.
Right.
Who's not going to want to watch it? Anybody heard that lady? You're gonna want to see what the other family looked like.
When I watch it, though, I just hope they don't make fun of kids.
No.
Me too. I hate making fun of kids.
I know you do.
Especially my fat, hot kid.
Well, you got air conditioning. Come on.
Yeah, that's right. But my wife is, I'm upper middle class, Mike. That's why.
Yes, this is true. Yeah. We auditioned for an upper middle class show.
Yeah.
And we ended up with a hot, fat family.
No air conditioning.
Anyway,
you know what? Seriously, being from that part of the country... Mm-hmm. The reason they may not have air conditioning, we didn't have air conditioning in my house growing up because it was, back in the day, I guess before global warming, but we just didn't have air conditioning. We had a big fan that, opened up to the attic, and we kicked that on, and it didn't do squat.
I'm with her in that regard. I can't live without air conditioning, but I'm not on a dumb TV show either.
I lived my whole life without it.
Was it a money fan?
Hello? Yeah. Anyway, what can we do for you?
Well, I just want to let you know my kids are fat and hot, and we got a swamp cooler which does nothing, and they love bacon.
Swamp cooler. We had those.
Thank you.
What's a swamp cooler?
We called it a water cooler. It's a box that hangs outside your window, and it collects a cool water from a tap in the bottom of it, and then it's got a big drum-type fan. And the
sounds high tech.
The evaporation of the water creates a supposed cooling effect.
Sounds like
house.
Something from the Flintstones.
It is very much like that. I guess they still use them some in places like Arizona and Nevada.
Those aren't those things I was reading about that they have over in Iraq now, is it?
Probably.
Okay, probably similar.
Mm-hmm. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got a song for y'all.
A song? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Shout.
It's what?
Shout. Let it all out. Rob likes to touch me where my foot.
I cut him off just in time.
I don't like that.
You cut him off.
We'll never know how it ends.
Perfectly, and I'll tell you.
I'll write your note how it ends.
Because you were able to really enjoy it.
Let me give you the Lionel Richie rhyming dictionary.
Yes, please.
Please start with, oh, what a feeling, and you're dancing on the ceiling. You people, you're bad kids.
They are, absolutely.
They'll be getting us in trouble now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, you're on the air.
From Baltimore, I have a question for Buzz, and I have a question for the group. First off, Buzz, why do people from Baltimore say alcohol instead of alcohol? Where does the L go?
I don't know, and I'm not from Baltimore. I can't even do the accent, so I can't answer that question. Sorry.
Hey, what?
I don't know. You seem worldly. I figured you might know. And for the group, I have a guess for the sound. But if I win, give me a dollar. If I lose, put me in the book.
No. You don't get to pick if you're going in the book.
You
don't
make the rules.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is the foreskin on...
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone
What's up, boys?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, I went and saw Anchorman, the Ron Burgundy story.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I had one question for you, Don.
Yes.
Does your house have a lot of leather-bound books and smell of a rich mahogany?
See, now here's a guy who gets Anchorman like I did. Right. You know what
that
I have to
movie
say?
Was effing hilarious.
You know what I do have to say about that movie, though? Right. Is I was looking at the stuff from this weekend, mm-hmm. and what's that thing that was number one this weekend?
M. Shyamalan's.
Right. The
Village.
The one that looks just like the last one he did with the crop circles.
Yep, right.
At least that's how it looks to me. I saw Anchorman still in the top 10.
Right.
It has only made $70 million, so you could not say, I'm going to have to, that's not going to be a $100 million movie. Boy,
pretty good, pretty solid, though.
Yeah, but no, not what I thought it would be.
No.
Not what I nearly
thought it would be. A blockbuster?
Yeah, I really did. So,
and the guy from The Daily Show, man, he takes the movie.
He does.
No, he does in Bruce.
I don't know what we're yelling about.
He does in Bruce Almighty, too. I stumbled upon that on HBO over the weekend. And, you know, there's that part where that guy's doing the news.
Right.
They're both talented. Jim Carrey is good with doing the... Mm-hmm. But the other guy is just...
He's great on The Daily Show.
I'm going over covered ground here. He's fantastic. And Anchorman is funny, but mm-hmm. it ain't whatever that M. Night Shyamalan, Shyamalama Ding Dong, whatever.
That's the one that everybody wanted to see.
That's it.
I guess.
I tell you, you know who I think is creepy? Is that creepy star of that creepy movie.
Joaquin Phoenix.
I think he's creepy.
Joaquin Phoenix, I liked him in Gladiator. He was great as the Roman Empire. And when you want somebody who's a little creepy...
Yeah.
You get him.
Yeah, but I mean...
He's looking for the fag button when I said that.
No, I wasn't.
Because I was like, Joaquin, he's just awesome.
Now, should I relabel that, Mike? I wasn't even going to.
I thought.
I was going to say, he's creepy, but in a not good creepy... In my book, Steve Buscemi's creepy.
Right.
But Steve Buscemi is like, okay, creepy.
Yeah.
River Phoenix, or
Joaquin Phoenix, his brother,
is just like, looks like he needs to take a bath, creepy.
Mm. Does anyone know anyone who saw The Manchurian Candidate this weekend? Because that's one of the best looking previews I've ever seen.
I don't know if anybody did. How did it do?
It made like $20 million. It was like 34th place.
It's a pretty big budget movie.
Getting bad reviews, mostly.
Is it?
Yeah, but so
not
did
from me.
But so did The Bourne Supremacy. The Bourne Supremacy got killed and made like $50 million its first
Bourne
weekend.
Supremacy got, and for, you know, for anybody that liked The Bourne Identity, I mean, it was just as good, if not better.
Born again.
Done then, brother.
Born, hello.
Born free.
Hello.
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 Don't call me Jacko.
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 This you should not do.
This you should not do.
Shouldn't call me Jacko.
Call me Jacko. Jacko.
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. He's a, should not say he's Jacko.
I'm not a Jacko.
I'm not a Jacko.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. This is the phone scam. Hello.
You couldn't have made it any clearer.
Don and Mike Show. This is the phone scam.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That one. That line is just gone, as J Dubs would say, Marlo Brando.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Thank
Marlo
you,
Marlo Brando.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What did I say?
Marlo Brando.
And I'm goofing on him for being a retard.
Marlo Brandon.
Marlo Brandon. Hello.
You guys all right?
Yeah, we're fine. How are you?
I'm good. Why don't you guys just tell that lady who's being rude?
Hold on. Can't understand a word you are saying either. It's a bad phone or your face is too close to it.
All right, start over again.
I was going to say, why don't you tell that lady to kick rocks?
Okay. That was pretty funny once we, you know, once when you got past it.
You know, when you, I'm so glad I asked him to speak further away from the mouthpiece. When you hear when you haven't heard before.
That's good.
Hey, go kick rocks.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing very well, thank you.
Mike, you were talking about Atlantic City.
Yes, Atlantic City, yes.
Atlantic City.
Right.
I was wondering, are you as tall as Michael Richards?
Am I as what?
You mean Kramer?
Yeah.
No, Mike is not as tall as Kramer. Why?
Does he resemble him facially?
No.
Why?
Is your hairstyle like spiky like his, or
no? Come on, where are you?
Long show.
No. I was thinking. Remember the episode where Kramer was at the airport waiting to pick up Jerry, and then he started betting on the plane arrivals with the cowboy.
Hey, did you remember the episode kind of from the future? where Jerry is able to go through the telephone and immediately press a button and kill someone who's calling a radio show and absolutely stopping it in its freaking tracks?
And Don would be Jerry.
This guy is unfazed.
Wow. Guess who Rob would be?
Dude, the show's going backwards right now.
Remember that time on Cheers?
Nazi. Rob would be the soup Nazi.
Dude, we are moving in reverse right now.
Hey, if you're moving backwards, I have a recommendation for you, all right? Go watch that movie, The Monsters.
check out our friend Human Monster.
Human Monster.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
I have one thing to say.
No.
All right, go ahead, say it. What?
Your mom's a whore.
Oh. I was going to cut him off.
Yeah, well, he said something correct.
His mom's a whore, right?
I believe he said his mom.
And yeah. That beep, beep, we should get that sound. Mm-hmm. That sound of a truck backing up when the show's going backwards.
The backup warning.
And not only for you guys, for all of us as well.
I've always wanted to have a sound effect on this show that I've never even said to either one of you guys. And it's a sound effect in, I think, the movie Dumb and Dumber. And it's when Jim Carrey is saying to Jeff Daniels, you want to hear an annoying sound, and he does that scream.
Oh, yeah.
And if we could just isolate that scream for a bad caller.
I think we tried to pull it once. I think there's music behind it.
Oh,
so it doesn't translate on the air, but I remember wanting to pull that, too. I'll look into it, but I think there's music behind it.
Yeah, that soundtrack is a little overproduced. Yeah. They've always got 20 different things going on.
I will tell you a movie that my kid was watching last night. It was awful. Ashton Kutcher. I buried my boss's daughter. Or
what? Didn't he make like two and they were both bad?
Not just married. It's another one. Something about maybe the name of it's The Boss's Daughter.
Hmm.
Whatever. I'm sure someone will call and tell us what this movie is. There is a scene. Yeah?
I was going to say, it's got to be better than Bend It Like Beckham.
Okay, we're agreed. That movie sucks.
That's a bad movie.
You watched that movie?
Yeah, well,
I tried to.
I was a party to someone watching it.
Soccer movie.
But here's the thing. In this movie that has Ashton Kutcher, it has a very refined British actor.
Okay.
Who's playing like he's a banker or something. And right. I don't even know. I walked in the room. I said to my kid, what are you watching? And he says, this movie. So I sit down. And there's a spot that we have to keep. We have to isolate it for the show. It's this very distinguished actor, and Molly Shannon comes in and brings Ashton Kutcher and this other guy a pot of coffee, and they pour it out, they drink it, they go, ugh, tastes awful. He calls her back in, and now this is the guy, very highbrow,
right?
Says to him, are you retarded? And she goes, and he goes, it's not a rhetorical question. I'm asking you a simple question. Are you retarded? She goes, I don't think. He says, taste this coffee. So she goes, ugh. He goes, that doesn't taste good, does it? Now, answer the question. Are you retarded? And she goes, I don't think so. He says, because if you are, let me know. I can go down to the shelter and hire a real retarded person for $4 an hour who I'm sure could tell the difference between regular coffee and the slime you've just brought in. So answer me right now. Are you retarded? And she's Molly Shannon.
Right.
And he says, how do you think that went? And you know, whatever his comment is. And I laughed because I said to Bart, oh, do we need that for the show?
Sure, yeah.
Because like a guy, seriously, you know, are you retarded?
It would be appropriate for a lot of our listeners. Yeah. You know, it sounds to me like we could have the long version and the short version.
Yeah. It's not a rhetorical question. It's not a Mike show. And I don't know who the actor is. The actor was a bad guy in one of the Star Trek movies. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Don and Mike, are you there?
Yes, we are.
Oh, it's great to hear from you.
Yes, and I'm so glad that we finally were able to reach you.
Yeah, we've been trying to call.
I know, I've been here for a minute. I know, geez.
May I ask you something?
No, I have a question for you, too.
Now, what are you? Really, are you a mind reader? Because he is calling from Sacramento.
Yeah, really.
I am calling from Sacramento.
He is.
Good for you.
Downtown Sacramento.
Yeah. Right on.
Downtown.
All right. If you had the choice between the three, would it be Kournikova, Sharapova, or Navratilova?
Oh, come on.
May I ask you a question? Are you retarded?
It's not a rhetorical question. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, hold on. I bet this is my kid. Hold on just a second. Hello.
Isn't it Malcolm McDowell?
You know what, baby? Freedom.
Clockwork Orange guy?
Yeah. No, it's not him, though.
No, not Roddy McDowell.
Well, that's Clockwork Orange is Malcolm McDowell.
Right.
Malcolm McDowell, he was the bad guy in a Star Trek movie.
I don't think so. And what is the...
Malcolm McDowell was Caligula.
Yeah.
For those who might be a fan of that particular movie, as I am.
Gotcha. So, baby, do you remember the name of that movie?
Oh, it was My Boss's... I didn't even see it, but I know that he was in a movie called My Boss's Daughter.
That's the movie.
Boss's Daughter.
My Boss's Daughter.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, honey. I love you.
Love you, too.
Are we still having our family movie night tonight?
Yes, we are, but I forgot to get popcorn, so would you mind stopping at 7-Eleven on the way home?
Sure, I wouldn't.
Thank you.
That's the kind of guy I am. I'm a can-do, hands-on, make-it-happen guy.
Great guy. See the way I delegate important responsibilities
to
you?
Right.
Yeah.
Get specific, John. Remember the last time you got popcorn?
Quantity, flavor.
Oh, that's right. Hold on. I did screw that up when you sent me to the beach for popcorn.
Let me be specific. Get plain popcorn, not the kind in bags, but the kind that just are the little kernels.
Oh, so you want a jar of popcorn?
A jar or even a bag.
See, I can't get that at 7-Eleven. All you get at 7-Eleven is like Orville Redenbacher. That comes in the bags that you put in the microwave. True.
Well, you are a can-do guy, so I know this is a responsibility that you can handle.
So I
don't want the microwave popcorn.
Or you want because you're an upper middle class woman who's living with a fat husband and a fat son.
Air conditioning. Make it a whole night of it. Just go home and shut the breaker off.
Sometimes I do feel like I have switched families. Like my real family is somewhere out there. All I got is you and Bart.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks again. This is Dustin Hoffman signing off.
I love you, 50.
Okay, all right, goodbye. Get out of here.
I love you, too.
Based on that call, you ought to bring Cracker Jack. Huh?
Hello there. John and Mike show. Hello.
John and Mike,
yeah,
Radio God.
Hi, it's Phone Scan. Hello.
Do I have the right number? Is this where you could trade in your spouse for a hot, fat, uncooled kid?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Hello. John and Mike show. Hello. Okay, could have used you before, but thank you. Don and Mike show, you're on the air. Hello.
Don and Mike, I got a question.
Yes, sir.
I want to know if it's possible I can get a load and come out there to D.C. to take your producer out on a date.
You'd like to date Beth Ann?
I would like to take Beth Ann out on a date. I'll pick up a load right here in Fresno, California, and shoot straight out to D.C. to take her out.
Sure, come on down.
Aye.
And I promise you at least third base.
That's a dynamite guarantee.
See ya.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Have a nice flight.
Bye-bye.
Oh, he's driving, Buzz.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice drive.
Dynamite show. Hello. Oops. Hold on. Too much sound. What's happening? Hello.
Dynamite.
Yeah. Hey. Phone scan.
Bastard.
This is the Don and Mike show, and you might be the last caller on the phone scan.
All right, I'm the last caller.
I have one question for you.
Are you retarded?
I am retarded.
It's not a rhetorical question.
I have a tumor. I cannot.
Listen, jackass, what's your name?
Jimmy Robin.
And where are you calling from?
Calling from Fairfax, Virginia.
Right on.
Actually,
so you're listening on good old WJFK FM. For being the last person on the phone scan, you've won two free seats to see Yes at the Nissan Pavilion Wednesday, August 25.
Wow.
Get tickets at Ticketmaster at NissanPavilion.com. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on, please. When we come back from the break.
Yes.
Oh, now get ready. You're going to like that. I'm going to pre-promote a segment that you're going to like.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go into the Don and Mike vault.
Very good.
Imagine, if you will, a gigantic vault that has all of our wacky tape.
I like it.
Well, now we've got a Colonel Sanders tape that we've played for 10 years.
Most folks. Love it.
We've now got, courtesy of our friend John Norman, our production guy, more Colonel Sanders tapes from when Colonel Sanders did commercials back in the 60s.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
And this one is about how they got the original recipe.
It's like a training film.
It's a training. It's a Kentucky Fried Chicken training film.
My cook chickens cook deep.
I've got that. That's CD, that MP3, whatever it is, to play for you in a second. We do have John Kerry's. Now, I'm not going to play like the tape of Chicago.
Right.
We do have a copy of the CD of the band.
Oh, the Electras.
That John Kerry was in.
All right.
That we could play a cut for you from. And we also have a letter from some guy a senator from North Carolina named Charlie Albertson, and he is...
Jingo.
He's the singing senator, and he sent us, as you can see, on North Carolina General Assembly State Chamber Stationery.
Is he one of the guys that sings with, like, Ashcroft and Trent Lott?
From Raleigh, he sent it. These are songs he has written, like Ashcroft, except Ashcroft's song, that Letterman played the clip of all the time.
Right, right.
He, like, is doing seriously. This joker, this senator, has written crazy parody songs.
Oh, my.
And he's the singing senator with the news. He sent us a CD with 15 different songs.
Wow.
Songs that range in title from Back in Session to Bush and Kerry, What I Think About Cell Phones, Going to the Doctor, Gasoline Prices, Marriage, Martha Stewart. Anyway.
Wow, a United States senator having the time to put that together.
He's a handsome man, too. Here's his picture, Charlie Albertson.
Charlie Albertson.
He's a,
he's
a state senator from North Carolina.
Drink, Charlie.
So we've got a bunch of wacky tapes you've never heard before.
Would you ever have imagined in your wildest dreams?
We'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're just, like, letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh, my God. Okay. So let's hurry off. Seriously.
Are you retarded?
This is retarded. They told me they were going to do a vamp.
I know, Brittany.
Oh,
I agree,
honey. Oh, no. What are they doing?
No, they're retarded.
Let me see. Oh, my Panthers are sure my group.
Hi, Brittany.
I thought they were going to... I know, well, I'm just not going to just stand out. I thought they were going to f***ing bam.
It's retarded.
Okay. Okay, thanks. You're retarded. The Don and Mike
Show. They are the Dean's Peanuts,
yep.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
So you missed a moment of this show today.
Wow.
It's been a pretty good one. We found out Tom Gavin's favorite TV show is The Monsters.
Starring Human Monster.
You may know it as The Monsters with Herman Munster.
Right.
It's Tom's show, though. It's Human Monster.
Human Monster.
We had a real, real good fight with one of the mommies on the Trading Spouses show that'll be on Fox tomorrow.
I'm all jacked up to watch that show now.
We had a loser today on the Secret Sound meeting. Tomorrow, we play for $1,200.
That is a record-setting jackpot.
That's a chunk.
Plus, tomorrow on the show, pop culture icon, Cyndi Lauper.
Yay.
And you'll have the chance to guess the NFL player. We'll have a player, and you just call in.
Very good.
You ask him yes or no questions. And yeah, it's top secret. It's confidential. You need to know basis.
Starters?
Yes, Mike, starters.
Very good.
Starting NFL players.
Because if it wasn't a starter, then I'm not asking for superstar.
What would be the point?
Yeah. But a starter, you know, that makes it, interesting.
What?
For the fantasy.
Oh, draftable for your fantasy
you
league?
Bet.
Yeah, sure. Oh. Sure he is.
Okay,
so
that's kind of a hint.
So that's tomorrow's show. Oh, yes, right. Or is it, Mike?
Right.
Has it been a pilot?
Can I tell you something? If it came down to it at this guy's position...
Uh-huh.
But no, I'm going to give away too much.
Okay, all right.
Let me just say, I drafted.
Okay, that's a great clue.
Draft him. Yeah. So we'll play that game tomorrow. Now, the Colonel Sanders tapes. Now, we have all these tapes that we've not listened to. We're going to give a couple seconds here on this show to get to this stuff. As I mentioned, we have the John Kerry band tape.
Yes.
We've got the guy, the senator from North Carolina sent us a CD today.
Right.
And then we've got this Colonel Sanders thing. Now, here's the original Colonel Sanders tape that we've been playing on the show for about 10 years. You've heard this, I'm sure.
Take one.
Quiet, please. Recording.
Go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty. No, and it's just as finger licking good. Right? You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it. You know, I found a way to cook chicken deep down.
And it goes on.
Yes, it does go on.
But it's great.
Yeah.
Now, from the Kentucky Fried Chicken Vaults, never before aired on our show.
Wow.
This is a Kentucky Fried Chicken training tape from around the same genre when Harlan Sanders was the spokesman. He's all man.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
For Kentucky Fried Chicken. I've not heard this yet. I've heard it's very funny. Let's listen together.
It's finger-licking good. That's the phrase people all over the world use to describe Kentucky Fried Chicken original recipe. The unique cooking process and the secret combination of 11 herbs and spices were developed by Colonel Harlan Sanders at his restaurant in Corbin, Kentucky.
My man!
The Colonel was proud of his original recipe chicken, and he never missed a chance to tell people about it.
Years ago, when I had my own restaurant, most popular item on the menu was fried chicken. It was much better than the usual southern fried chicken that most folks were used to, because I always did cook good chicken. Folks that came to my place to eat loved it, but I wasn't satisfied. Well, sir, one day I was cooking chicken for some folks going on.
So this is obviously, you can hear that, like, science fiction noise. Obviously, this is a download that we got. Mm-hmm. But
folks that came to my restaurant to eat liked it.
Keep in mind, unlike the other thing we have, which is known in the biz as a wild track,
right,
you know, where he was screwing up the commercial,
right,
this is a thing that they thought was good enough.
It's an industrial film, obviously,
right,
for,
yes, to send out
for training,
the finished product,
right, for trainables. And we're back to Tards again.
Here it goes, comes full circle.
So anyway, here's Colonel Sanders again.
My boat ride, and I decided to try a little change in my chicken recipe to see what they'd think. So instead of using just the 10 herbs and spices that I'd always use, I decided to add the 11th ingredient.
Uh-huh.
Don't you see?
Stop!
Well, the minute I tasted that chicken, I knew I'd made the best fried chicken that had ever been cooked.
Right, Colonel.
That recipe of 11 herbs and spices makes chicken so delicious that I haven't changed it to this very day.
Good.
And now it's known all over the world as Colonel Sanders' original recipe of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Uh-huh.
My original recipe, chicken, is special, but there's a whole lot more to it than just the 11 herbs and spices.
There's a whole lot more to it.
To it. He sounds like he's related to...
So you just sit a spell and let me tell you why it's so much better than what those other folks sell.
Oh, yeah.
To begin with, I'm particular about the kind of chicken I use.
Imagine, you're some poor pimply high school, you know, pimply-faced high school nerd.
Has to sit there, like, in the back room, you know, where they keep the flour.
Wearing that bad uniform, yes, which was even bad back in the day, the KFC uniform.
Just watching the Colonel on a you know, VCR.
Probably... Pre-VCR.
Yeah, probably was.
Maybe like on 8mm or...
they brought them all out to some place and ran a movie for them.
Yeah, maybe that.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they just heard audio. Maybe you listened to a record.
I don't know.
Nor do I.
They have to be government-inspected, grade-A broiler fryers, and they have to be fresh. And then, even though those fellows at the government do good work, each chicken is inspected again, piece by piece, right there in the Kentucky Fried Chicken store.
That's right.
When the inspections are done and the raw chicken is ready to be cooked, it's dipped in a mixture of milk and egg. Now I use a milk and egg dip because it adds to the flavor of the cooked chicken, don't you see, and gives the chicken a nice golden brown color. And then, too, when you dip the chicken in milk and egg, it makes the raw chicken sticky, so the breading will have something besides skin to stick to.
Yeah. Let's see. I like to see all the vegans out there right now.
Let's take a moment to switch gears and hear a song from Senator Charlie Albertson from North Carolina.
Very good.
This is his song. I don't know which song this is. It says, "Dear Don and Mike, I've enjoyed listening to your show on my trips to Washington, D.C. for my job.
Good.
Enclosed, please find my latest CD with the news. I wrote and recorded these songs a month ago in Nashville. I thought you might enjoy them enough to play them on your show. I enjoy your show. You make me smile. Sincerely, Senator Charlie W. Albertson, the singing senator."
All right, very good.
So here he is. Not a goof.
The legislature back in town, there's budget work to do.
Oh, God.
Passing bills, making laws that affect me and you.
Shut up!
It's a convoluted process,
aye, aye, aye,
but somehow seems to work.
Shut up!
There's lots of ways you can skin a cat, but any way will hurt.
Shut up!
But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
All right, we're going to have to wait on that until a day we can call him to verify.
Wow.
Why do they always sound like that?
Because that's what they are.
He's a senator, though.
Yeah. A lawmaker.
How right. Bill becomes. Shut up!
The legislature's back in town. There's budget work to do.
Okay. You know, I can't deal with that guy today.
Oh, boy.
I can't. There's like 20 separate songs.
You want to play another cut?
Yeah, just to see if they all sound the same. That's what I'm curious.
All right.
Doom, 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 doom.
All right, here's his second song.
We've got an election going on, and it's already made.
Wait, is the same melody?
Push this, carry that beat, so I've heard the same. It's a long time till.
Okay, now I obviously have not pre-heard this. I'm going to go to none of number three. I'm going to shoot myself if it's the same. Get me a gun.
Oh, is a friend to all. He's made it to the top.
Wow.
Hold on a second. There are...
So these are just a series of rhymes.
There are 15 different... So, let me go to the one.
Rhymes set to music.
Rhymes set to one melody.
Yeah, one melody. Let's go to the cut about Martha Stewart.
Yes.
From the Singing Senator.
That'll be
the...
D-D-D. Martha Stewart's been convicted. Now her case is on appeal. Jury said she's guilty on this enthroned deal. They didn't believe.
Okay, so this guy's a one-trick pony.
Wait, is this a guy in the United States? He's not a state senator?
I think he's a state senator, isn't he? From North Carolina?
State senator.
Oh, thank God. At least he's not in the United States Senate.
State senator from North Carolina. Yeah, like I said, the top, the letterhead, yeah. North Carolina General Assembly, Senate Chamber.
Oh, man.
People in the South elected.
Here comes. The preacher told the drunkard, you need to lose the wine.
Shut up!
I'll help.
Big fan of the show,
Jesus,
though.
While there's still time.
Uh-huh.
He
I don't have no talent.
Shut up!
Cleanse him of his sin. The fourth time he came up and gasped.
I had no idea. There are 15 songs.
All the
and
same.
They were all exactly the same.
Did everybody, did he find, well, I guess he did the harmony tracks, too. That's
Yes, it's all him.
Yeah.
All him.
I was going to say he had, like, background singers. No.
No.
You know, Mike, maybe.
I'm an idiot.
Maybe, but we'll find out on another episode.
We'll give him what for.
Now let's get back to Colonel Sanders.
Yes.
And after the chicken has been dipped in the milk and egg dip, I dump it into the breading mix. Now, this breading mix is not just flour. It's my special seasoned breading.
Uh-huh.
To begin with, it's a high-quality flour that's been carefully blended with salt and then mixed with my secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices.
Yep.
And to make sure that you get a full flavor of those secret ingredients,
so well spoken.
I don't just dump the chicken in and push it around a bit. No, sir. Each piece of chicken gets this special breading folded and pressed onto it until there's a nice, even coating covering the whole piece.
I took my girlfriend out last night for dinner and for dance.
What is this
There's
one?
Nothing like an evening
of
sweet love and romance.
Then I gently tap the pieces of chicken a time or two to shake off the loose breading and set them on a tray till I finish with the other pieces.
To leave and I handed her the
All right, here's the chorus, Mike.
But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
He's got background singers.
I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months and months.
Or he's got an 8-track player.
Now, as soon as I get enough chicken breaded, it's got to be cooked. When I cook my original recipe chicken, I only use pure all-vegetable shortening.
What?
And I never cook anything else in that shortening because I don't want you to taste anything but the delicate flavor of the chicken.
Uh-huh.
Now, my chicken is cooked with a lot of attention to the temperature of the shortening, the pressure of the cook pot,
Shut
the length
up!
Of time that you're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are important because the pressure keeps the chicken juicy, sealing in all the natural goodness.
Oh,
and the right temperature keeps it from getting greasy or dry.
An election going on and it's already me.
Well, Robbie, what are you pointing at?
I'm looking over all these songs by the singing senator. They're all 40 seconds long.
Until November,
We've not played one all the way through.
We've never had one like this.
No,
where
matter
was the same melody. Is,
well, Manville.
We're then so me, but I don't reckon that'll happen again.
God.
In months and months and months.
Man, shut up!
I think he might be a United States Senator.
Someday.
Still, he's got some level of power in North Carolina.
Oh, my
Carolina.
God, a state senator?
Yeah.
That's a big power position, right, Harlan?
You milk an egg dip, bread it with my secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices.
Get the impression.
Then cook.
This is the last thing Harlan Sanders ever wanted to do.
Yeah.
That's I want to talk about it.
Timer just right.
Chicken.
You know, they tell me that we have over 6,500 Kentucky Fried Chicken stores in 48 countries around the world now.
They tell you that?
And there are a lot of young folks who are mighty proud to be able to cook chicken in the same way that I do. They take great pride in serving a fried chicken that's golden brown with a soft, flavorful crust.
It's a blessing or a curse.
God.
Sometimes they make life better. Sometimes it makes it worse.
The singing senator.
You can hear them ringing all the time.
This is a current CD sent to us by a United States senator.
Last
this is
Sunday
real.
Morning I heard one in the middle of a preacher's prayer.
Boy, he's talented.
But I don't reckon that'll happen again in months and months.
Shut up!
Okay, gotcha.
I have moist, tender, juicy meat on the inside.
Months.
I know because it's always cooked in the same way.
Okay.
The way I...
That's enough for today.
I feel educated.
Wow. With all of them. That's it. Where's the... There's Buzz. All right, well, that Colonel Sanders tape is not as funny as the Colonel Sanders tape where he, with the out cues.
No, no, not at all.
Pretty good, though. But he still, yeah, he still speaks.
Well, it's the way, obviously,
it is Sanders speak.
And I imagine somewhere, somehow, there are outtakes from that recording, too.
Uh-huh. And we'll follow up with the singing senator and see if we can get him booked on the show because he sent us the CD of the fabulous material. And just think about this. We didn't even play the John Kerry CD.
Oh, yes, the Electras.
Of his rock band. How many CDs we got back here? Really, we haven't played anything. Really, we got like 15 of them?
Closer to 2 dozen, probably.
So someday we'll...
Closer to 2 dozen.
Some more time.
Don't you see?
And that's the state senator who thinks he can sing, don't you see?
Hold on. Here's Dean. He's going to get a prize because he says something that I was thinking. Dean.
Yes, my buddy.
Hey, Dean. Hi.
That song that the senator was singing sounded like What You Cookin' for Vittles Granny.
Very much so.
That is...
Winner!
That is a winner.
Absolutely.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
It was, but hey, you on the phone, you're going to get a prize. What's your name?
Dean.
Dean, oh, I knew that. The Dean's Peanuts. Dean, no, Dean.
Dean's Peanuts.
Dean, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Right on. Live 105 again, Baltimore checking in today. You've got the Starsky and Hutch DVD with Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson. Starsky and Hutch now on Vivid and Video. Thanks for listening.
Awesome. Let me take a peek in my pot.
Okay.
That's a good idea, don't you see?
Hold on. And now let's do the comparison. The singing senator.
I went to church last Sunday.
Right, okay.
Service to a...
Shut up. And now the granny song.
This is a better song right here.
Oh, no kidding.
What you're cooking for Vittles Granny? What you're cooking for Vittles Granny?
Yeah.
What's for supper? What do you got?
What do you got, Granny?
Hey, sweet cheeks.
Let me take a peek in my pot.
I went to church last Sunday.
That guy on the phone was right.
To attend.
Yeehaw!
It must be a tough job.
Okay. Wow. Stop it.
Amazing.
What a great out-of-control segment. Buzz?
Yes.
We're under a terrorist attack, for God's sakes.
That's what I hear.
I bet you're going to talk about it. Well, what's in the news today? What's your lead story?
That'll likely come up, but today we begin with The Wheels May Have Finally Come Off, the movie Fahrenheit 9/11. Yeah, and we're under a warning, right?
Yeah, what did I say?
We're under a terrorist attack.
No, no.
You said watch.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
I thought he said watch.
Huh?
I thought he said watch. Okay, well, you weren't listening, and I was getting scared.
Ah.
All right. No, it was...
We don't have a tape anymore.
Don't worry about it. It's just... Okay. No, I just... No, I wanted it, because I hang on every word you
say. We're on the same thing I talked about 3 hours ago.
It's a warning.
Yeah,
a warning.
Not an attack.
Absolutely.
Just a warning.
Not an attack.
Right.
The show is an attack on... unsensibility. The show is an attack of good taste.
But it doesn't really matter, don't you see?
Bow, bow, bow.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I'm ready for the news. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
The number one radio show in Haiti.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
They love us there. Veramax brings you buzzes, news, and comments. Veramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Veramax, number one, because it really, really works.
Someone call for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested. 1-888-TRY VMAX. Hey, buddy, Miles. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna.
Let's get into the tunage. Hi, Buzz.
Sure. Even if large parts of the movie are accurate, the credibility wheels seem to be coming off Michael Moore's movie Fahrenheit 9/11. A small newspaper in Bloomington, Illinois is suing Moore for $1 and an apology for doctoring its front page in the movie.
Someone called for a doctor?
In the film, Moore shows the Bloomington Pantograph's front page from December 19th, 2001, with the big headline, Latest Florida Recount Shows Gore Won Election. That story never made the front page on that or any other day of that newspaper. It made the editorial page on December 5th, 2001, and even then, according to the paper, it was only the opinion of a reader. The 9/11 Commission report, meanwhile, shows Moore is wrong in his claim that bin Laden family members were allowed to fly out of the country days after 9/11, even though all other aircraft were grounded at the time.
So who's saying that this? So the 9/11 Commission says that the bin Ladens didn't fly out of the country like Michael Moore said?
No, they did fly out of the country, but according to the 9/11 Commission, he got the dates wrong, and the aircraft were flying again when the bin Ladens and other Saudi people left the country.
So here's the thing about Michael Moore. Well, first,
do not drink any alcoholic beverages. Do not eat butter, margarine.
Yes. I don't even have a comment on Michael Moore, really, at this point. I just wanted to play the thing.
That's right. That's a fat joke.
Bread. Do not eat bananas.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You think Michael Moore's hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And fat.
Hot and fat.
And just so you don't think... When Mike meant that is, listen, you had to be listening to the whole show.
That's right. I guess if somebody heard it, it was just tuning in, it'd be very wrong.
They would say, what's wrong with my friend Mike, who I listen to every day on the radio? He's in Michael Moore's hot and fat.
He's hot.
I guarantee you his house has more than one bathroom, though.
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
And air conditioning.
Big time air conditioning.
Yeah, but the air conditioning, not effective.
like Mr. Freeze air conditioning. Like when Mr. Freeze would make a room hot or cold for Batman.
Can you be cold? Well, while America's homeland security personnel are guarding the people who make up our biggest financial institutions, there may not be much they could do to protect the stock market. The government says it's heard chatter different from the usual, indicating that the big financial icons in New York, Washington, and Newark are Al-Qaeda targets.
This is what I was talking about when I said the terror thing.
Terror alert. Yes.
Right. And you know what? Beyond when we talked about it a couple of hours ago, because we have a national... we are syndicated coast to coast, meaning that we're heard in places besides where we're doing the show from Washington, D.C. So, if you live in Washington, as we do, with the exception of the Redskins owning starting training camp over again with Joe Gibbs, this is the only story that you hear. Live here, you turn on the television, and even when they're doing the promos, they say, Washington targeted for attack.
Oh, yeah.
Washington targeted. Are you safe going to work? I'm sure... It's the same in New York.
Yes, and once again, I'd like to point out that, you know, with these days of the agendas that the journalists have, when there really doesn't seem to be any journalism at all, nobody does any reporting. Nobody picks up a telephone and digs. I mean, it's amazing. In the old days, you had journalists who could bring down the government because they would dig and they would do reporting. It doesn't happen anymore. What happens now is we spew out on our local news and our network news whatever we are handed. That's the way it goes.
Having said that about living here and seeing this, you know, I got to wonder, we're talking about the terror alert level. If you're listening to us in San Francisco, beyond seeing it as the lead story on your evening news, where it would get the mention, there's terror alerts in Washington, New York, and New Jersey, then they move on to whatever the next story of the day is.
Right.
And I just wanted to point that out, that living in a city where these threats are happening, to getting people revved up and nutty and crazy. And I'm wondering what the thinking is. You know, I hate it when they say in the heartland. Mm-hmm. You know, I just wonder what average people think who don't live in an area that's been targeted. Right. I mean, how's it playing there? Is it playing there like it's playing here?
I bet it's not. No,
probably not. Probably not.
Well, the World Bank here in D.C., Citicorp in New York, and Prudential in Newark are all supposed targets for a car or truck bomb. And while the terror alert remains at elevated yellow for the rest of the country, it's been raised to high orange for these three cities.
You know what? When you mentioned investigative reporting, mm-hmm. I just thought of another great Dustin Hoffman movie.
The President's Men. And he looked good there.
And that's exactly what I'm thinking about I talk about journalism. Mm-hmm.
And the reason I bring that up is one of my wife's good friends told her that I look like Dustin Hoffman.
Right.
That I say thank you.
And that's another little recap of the show.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Quoting Tom Ridge, this is sobering news. It's also sobering to Wall Street, or it was thought to be, where stockholders in Citicorp and Prudential could have been wiped out today if the value of those companies' stocks dropped as expected. The good news is they didn't. Stock market had a winning day for the fifth day in a row.
So this is sobering news.
According to Tom Ridge. Now,
what I'm hearing from Homeland Security director is that we should go out and get drunk.
Yes.
All right.
What do his brothers have to say about this? The Oak Ridge boys.
I'm trying to think of anybody with the last name of Ridge.
You know?
Elvira.
It was a stretch, but a good one.
Elvira. And that's Ridge. By the Oak Ridge boys, right?
Yes. Elvira?
Yeah, absolutely. And
Hearts on Fire.
And don't forget.
For Elvira. And then there was another Bobby Sue.
Bobby Sue.
Bobby Sue.
I like watching them, three of them pretending the other guy's normal.
Yeah. I was always a stat, and there's one guy that lives in a teepee.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah. The Oak Ridge boys. Yeah. No, do you remember?
Sure.
Now let's really test your memory of our career.
All right.
Do you remember back when?
Oh, my God, we had them on, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes, we did.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And that's how we know that they lived. One of them lived in a teepee.
Because we had the guy with the big long hair.
Yes, we did.
The gray-haired guy.
That's how old we are.
Fancied himself a Native American, lived in the teepee.
That's how old we are.
Wow.
American Airlines, meanwhile, is protecting us from another kind of threat. The threat of a risque T-shirt. A couple returning from their vacation in Costa Rica was escorted off an American flight to Miami because the guy was wearing a T-shirt from a Venezuelan record company that included a bare female breast.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Quoting him, the flight attendant walked up to us and yelled, "You have to take off that shirt right now." The airline says it stands behind its crew and says it heard the shirt was of a naked man and woman performing a sex act.
Oh, my God.
And, quote,
oh, my God.
We have the same latitude as a restaurant that says proper attire is required.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
Damn right.
The ejected couple got a full refund. The rest of the passengers arrived an hour and a half late.
We do not provide refunds.
And Buzz, I don't know if you're going to have this in the news. If you are,
take
I'm sorry.
Take that hat off, sir.
But
take that hat off.
Was I reading somewhere today about airline stuff, that there was a guy who got on an airplane. I'm not sure where it was going. It was this weekend. And they ended up turning the airplane around and going back.
Wow.
Because he had written down, he was a Japanese guy, a Chinese guy, Asian guy, whatever, you know, no offense, mm-hmm. you know, Lake Parson.
No disrespect.
Whatever. The guy had written down suicide bomber. So someone on the plane sees this guy, he's writing down suicide and bomb. So they go and they tell the flight attendant, they turn the plane around,
right.
They get it back to wherever it's going, they get this guy, they handcuff him, they take him back to a room. Here's the guy's deal. He is a Japanese guy who doesn't speak English.
Right.
How is he learning the language? He's learning the language by reading the newspaper. Mm-hmm. And when he reads a word in the newspaper that he doesn't understand, he writes it down to ask somebody later what the word means.
Wow.
He's reading a story on the front page of the newspaper.
That's something that happened over in Iraq.
As it turns out, there were other words besides suicide and bomb. Or, mm-hmm. But because those were two of the words in the story.
Yeah, but he would have been okay if he didn't have that naked breast on his T-shirt.
Yeah.
Now, all these words that he didn't understand, among them were there apologize and Pearl Harbor?
Never forget, Rob. Never forget, never forgive.
Rob never will.
Apologize. We can look back at pride with our accomplishments in Iraq, an evil dictator replaced with democracy, better roads and schools, bodybuilders. You can thank Arnold Schwarzenegger for that last one. Ever since he opened Arnold's Classic Gym in Baghdad, the bodybuilding craze has caught on.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Over the weekend, Iraq had its first bodybuilder competition ever to coincide with Arnold's 57th birthday.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There in a parking lot in downtown Baghdad, men walking around posing in their bodybuilder briefs. Some were covered with the traditional bronze oil. Others, unable to find or afford the product, used something that made them look badly sunburned.
I say to everyone here today and to all Californians, my oath and you.
One young man said he was giving up his career as a tailor to become a professional bodybuilder. Who knows? He may someday be governor of California.
Hallelujah.
Here's a campaign promise we couldn't ignore.
Okay.
A powerful Republican has proposed eliminating the IRS, and one report says that may become a centerpiece for the Bush re-election bid. House Speaker Dennis Hastert wants to eliminate the income tax.
There was just some eye contact made between Mike and myself. A
couple of gentlemen just looked at each other, and it was an unspoken truth between them.
Say.
Someone might be taking a bumper sticker off his car.
What's all this
about? Yes.
Want to get rid of the IRS? Where do I sign up? Yes, you're an incompetent boob. You've gotten us into a war that I don't believe in, and that we'll probably not get out of for 5 years. But you want to get rid of the IRS?
Yes. Hello. House Speaker Dennis Hastert wants to eliminate the income tax and replace it with either a flat tax, a national sales tax, or a value-added tax. Value-added tax is where a product is taxed at each stage of its processing. A potato, for example, would be taxed once as a potato and again as potato chips. Hastert knows that none of this will be easy. Quoting him, change of any sort seldom comes easy.
You know, it's already too confusing. I would vote no. I would still vote for Kerry.
Yeah, I would.
Keep the IRS because you get...
A proposal.
You get to that whole potato chip thing. I don't know. Please. Yeah, enjoy the enjoy the $600 tomato.
Whatever side of the aisle you're on, they're all still just trying to get us. That's what they're doing. That's what they're...
Aisle? As in grocery aisle.
There you go. Former President Bill Clinton's being asked to host an upcoming Saturday Night Live. Word is he'll make a decision on that this week.
Okay,
who's the guest star?
Does it matter?
No. It does to me.
Female.
I'd sure like it to be somebody pretty. You got Sheryl Crow.
How about Lindsay Lohan?
Oh, that'll do. Yeah, you got. That's the second time you've mentioned her.
How are you?
How are you? I sure do like her. Hello, dear.
Clinton will appear on The Late Show with David Letterman tomorrow night. As he continues to promote his book, Clinton last appeared on Letterman's show a year to the day after the 9/11 attacks.
You look marvelous.
Now, as for Clinton's book...
Oh, hold on. Is this the thing about China?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, you can help me out with this because you've seen some quotes I haven't seen.
Can I do the cheerleader sketch?
But, how are you?
How are you?
Buzz, we got a break.
All right.
So we'll finish the story about Clinton. What's the tease here?
We will talk about how Bill Clinton's book is being translated in China.
Okay. Hello, Chinaman. How are you?
Awesome. Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Up next.
There you go. I'm fine.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Like the Girl Scouts, they have changed.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. Hey, contest people, tomorrow the secret sound is worth $1,200. Common everyday sound, we're giving you plenty of clues. Tomorrow, $1,200. One person gets a shot of the money. Now here is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. And now, as for Bill Clinton's book, there are some very different versions of it appearing in China. China has the world's worst copyright laws. Basically, if it's written down somewhere, you can steal it under Chinese law. And that's what's happened with Bill's book. One Chinese version of the autobiography appears to be narrated by Hillary. And there are apparently some outrageous quotes as well.
I did happen to see... Okay, stop this. A story on the news last night about this.
Right.
That the book is being... it's one of these counterfeit things where apparently...
it's pirated.
In China, what they do with the Harry Potter books, mm-hmm. for instance, is they rewrite the Harry Potter books
slightly
so that Harry Potter is a Chinese kid who I'm not kidding,
yeah.
who fights with ninjas
right.
and fights with those little swords.
Death Stars.
Those mm-hmm. Death Stars. So what they've done is they've rewritten the book My Life. It has same cover.
Right.
And you open it up and they've taken pictures which are not in Bill Clinton book, My Life. For instance, there's a picture of Clinton and Hillary uh-huh. at some function.
Right.
And underneath, there's a quotation. And they translate it. And it said, I told her she must call me her big watermelon. And then...
So it's like off-the-wall Chinese
yeah.
quotes.
Yeah, well, and then there's a picture of Monica Lewinsky. And the quote, allegedly from Bill Clinton, underneath is, I love to make love to extremely fat women. And then later in
wow,
the book...
With or without air conditioning.
And later in the book, Mao Zedong is quoted, and because it's China.
Right.
It's like something about the Chinese work ethic. I often think of Mao Zedong, and it's got his picture in there, too.
Unbelievable.
And they were saying, you know, it's Bill Clinton's life, but there's really nothing he can do about this. This piracy happens
right.
all the time.
So that millions of Chinese people will read this book and think that's Bill Clinton's book.
Yes.
Yeah.
When it's
that's
not.
Right. That's right. Like they read Harry Potter.
Man, you would think that they were brainwashed with communist propaganda.
Depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. How are you?
How are you?
How are you?
You're a lovely Asian doll. How are you, dear?
You want me to call you Big Watermelon?
Did you see me on Saturday Night Live? I was one of the cheerleaders.
In Fortuna, California, a man went to the hospital with a bleeding lip. He says he cut his lip on the syringe needle he bit inside his McDonald's hamburger.
Oh.
Police say McDonald's is cooperating with their investigation.
That's not a happy deal.
Oh. Police have the needle and part of the plastic syringe to which it had been attached.
Wow.
The identity protecting...
Maybe Ronald's got a problem.
Yeah. Mm. Ronald's on the horse.
Oh,
Ronald McDonald on a horse.
That's why he's so pale.
Yeah. Big red belt yeah. around his arm.
No color.
The identity protecting blue
hey,
dot...
Hey, Hamburglar. Score me some age.
The identity protecting blue dot made famous by Court TV a few years ago may make a comeback, this time... to protect a Disney character.
Not to be confused with the lucky blue dot in The Enquirer.
No, different mm-hmm. dot.
Have you ever yeah. seen that?
Yes.
Cut out this blue dot mm-hmm. and you will... It's a dot.
And yeah. you will have good luck always?
Yes. And they have stories from all of the great unwashed who say, you know, I cut the blue dot out of The Enquirer and won the lottery.
Well, I'm cutting it out now.
Yeah, you
next
should.
Time I go to Atlantic City.
Disney has its paws all over a case in which one of its employees is accused of molesting women and girls while he was on duty in his Winnie the Pooh Tigger costume. Disney says it has a character's image to protect, and it wants that uniform, which is now seized as evidence, to be dyed white or black for the trial and have its ears removed.
Just one gentle squeeze. One little squeeze. Here we go.
To make the case even more bizarre, the ex-employee, the guy who played Tigger who's in trouble for touching women
right.
and girls allegedly,
yes.
he's acquired as his attorney another guy who plays Tigger at Disney World in Orlando.
Would you like to take a bath with Pooh?
Wow.
Hey, watch it, Mike.
Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh.
Thank
the
you.
The bear.
Thank you.
Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear.
Thank you.
Yes, much
and
better.
Then we could pour out some honey.
The Tampa Police Department spent 2 years building a prostitution case against a strip club owner. It took the jury less than 3 hours to acquit the guy. And now,
bravo!
You know, for all we know, the guy was, you know, pushed a school bus off the road or something. But we're here going, yeah, strip club acquitted?
Yeah.
Hey, it's about the strip club, right?
That's right, yeah. Nothing about a school bus.
I reiterate. There we go.
And now,
is it the place?
No, it's not the place.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the many places.
Yeah.
Now, the Tampa police may be about to lose another case against a woman they arrested after she'd already started pleasuring a police informant while detectives listened in and laughed.
Go ahead, Buzz. This song's just going
to
play.
County cops in Tampa are not allowed to disrobe even partially when making a prostitution arrest. The county sees that as entrapment. But city cops in Tampa are apparently encouraged to get naked to convince the suspect she's not with a cop. Touching is also officially allowed. Quoting a lawyer, I don't think the average citizen knows Tampa police are being gratified to some extent.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Isn't that like some law?
Isn't that entrapment?
Don't you see that on Law and Order all the time?
I thought you can't do anything.
Where a guy says, you know, are you a cop?
This is what the juries are acquitting these guys over. And apparently, I mean, Tampa City cops have testified that they're allowed to actually touch the women in intimate places as, you know, to set up the entire thing, and that they are allowed to get naked.
Wow.
So there it is.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Hey, okay.
Kind of a new reason to go to the police academy.
Finally, time again to call out those bastards at Clear Channel Communications. Clear Channel is the radio company that's our company's main competitor.
Yeah.
And they're evil. A small company out of Nashville is suing Clear Channel for calling some of its radio stations the Buzz. The Cromwell Group says it owns that trademark and all things Buzz.
Michael Elston is Buzz Fairbanks.
They don't own you.
This is what I'm saying.
We're on at least two stations, maybe three, maybe four stations that are called the Buzz.
Yeah.
I think, right? The Tampa Bay and then Reno and somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Well, the smaller company, the Cromwell Group, says those weasels at Clear Channel have stolen the name to use it in their stations across the country. Clear Channel says it was the first to use the name, The Buzz.
Cromwell?
You were the first to use The Buzz.
I'd have to check the date. I don't know. But Cromwell says it sent a letter to Clear Channel asking it to stop using The Buzz. Instead, Clear Channel added eight more Buzz stations, so you could say they ignored the letter from Cromwell. Over the last 4 years, Cromwell's been fighting for the rights to Buzz Babes.
I'm ready, Buzz.
Buzz Wiser. Buzz Armies.
Thanks, Buzz.
Buzz Fest. And Buzz Heads. I'm Buzz Burbank.
What's the trouble, Buzz?
On the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Yeah. Good night.
I just want to thank our guest today, Samantha Pilock.
Yes, from the Trading Spouses show.
I'm ready, Buzz.
'Cindy Lauper on the show, plus with my guest, the NFL player.
All right, wise guy.
Hey, that one didn't say Buzz.
Then it's time for us to strike a blow for justice.
That one didn't say Buzz either.
Right, Buzz.
That's on tomorrow's episode at $1,200 Secret Time. Good day to you, sir.
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 What's the trouble, Buzz?
Okay, good night.
Good night. I'm ready, Buzz.
Me too.
You want to talk about your girlfriend now?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. Please stay tuned. Washington, Baltimore, Tampa Bay. The radio station is the...
You wait here, Buzz.
The Buzz. Stand by for a Ron and Fez, best nighttime show in America. We will see you later. And you...
Where's my lamp?
Take down your bunting.
Bye. Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.